Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome tonight to Prophetic Grace Network. I am your host tonight. This is Angela Joy, hosting the Sunday night show. It is August the 28th, 2022. We are rolling on through the year. Hallelujah. Thank God he has brought us safe thus far. Well, hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hi, everyone. Glad you're here. And I'm glad to be here as well. So I'm always humbled to have the opportunity to come you know, before you. I know it's nothing but, you know, God, nothing but God. And he is our healer, you know, and because of things that we go through, you know, God heals us and he takes us to new heights and new depths in him. And guess what? It's not just for us. It's for others. And to be able to be on here, it's because God, the healer, has delivered me from some things so that I can be used to help others get to where they need to be. And not to say that I have arrived, because I surely have not. But we are the body of Christ, and we are connected, and we are to be connected so that we can bring healing and help others and connect with others as a corporate body. You know, as we know, the body of Christ is fitly joined together, and the hand can't do what the arm can do, and the feet can't do what other parts of the body can do, can't do the hard work, because it's the feet. The feet are there. That's what they do. They take us places. The heart positions us to take place and to be in places that God is taking us, our heart. And that's kind of like what I want to focus in on tonight, the position that we should be in, the position of our heart, you know, because then when our heart is in right position, it just opens up the door and the opportunity for God to just do some amazing things in and through us, not just for us, but for those who are connected with us in the body and those that God wants to bring into the body. He wants our hearts healed. He wants our hearts positioned to show forth the love of God, to be his hands and feet in the earth, because the heart, the word says, can, you know, it's deceitfully wicked. You know, if it had not been for the Lord cleaning up my heart, I don't know what my heart would be like. So I thank God for God positioning me to receive some things. And I was thinking about that earlier today, about a dream, kind of dream vision I had many, many years ago, of being positioned to receive what God has for me. And it's so important, because we're in a season that I believe, and I believe Prophet Randy has been talking about this. I don't really listen much because I'm working usually during the week when he's on, but bits and pieces I've heard, and I believe we're coming into a season where we are going to be transitioning into some things, and God is positioning us, or wants us positioned to receive what he has for us. I've been listening to another prophetic voice in the earth today, Joshua Giles, a very anointed young man, and he's been speaking a lot on that as well. I know that Prophet Randy has been ministering over the years about things that God will do for his people, and how we don't need to walk in fear, and we don't have to walk in dismay as the world does, because we're his children. Not to say we won't experience some things, but he is going to provide for us if we are positioned in him. Amen. And so that's sort of some things that Joshua Giles has been talking about as well. And I just believe we're at that point where God's getting ready to do some things. We need to be positioned. So years ago, I had a kind of a dream vision of a cargo ship coming into port. And I saw the ship coming in, and it was just kind of coming up just easily down like a canaled way into port. And I remember thinking, wow, that's huge. It was like I saw three, and they were huge. And I was like, wow, you know, thinking, how are they moving like that? I didn't see any, you know, really moving these things. And I just felt that the Lord was saying to me, by the Spirit of God, they're being drawn into position to where people are positioned to receive what's on there. And I was like, wow, I need to make sure when they reach port in the spirit realm that I'm in position to receive. And God has brought that back to me lately concerning being positioned to receive. Praise God. So that's just kind of the word that I just wanted to talk about a little bit tonight. position. What does position mean? It means to be situated. It means to be stationed. It means to be resting or planted, installed, settled, arranged, set in a place to receive. So that's where we need to be spiritually. We need to be spiritually in place. We need spiritually to be stationed or standing where we're supposed to be and settled in that place so that we can receive what the Lord has for us. And how do we position ourselves for that? You know, we need to be positioned. And I was looking at some information and I was reading over some scripture and, you know, basically, you know, we want to receive what God has for us, of course. Of course, God's love is unconditional, but his promises aren't. There's nothing that God, you know, that we can do to earn God's love. God loves us. But however, requirements are, you know, there are requirements that God has revealed that need to be satisfied in order for him to give us what we need. Part of it is being positioned spiritually so that God can do what he wants to do in and through us so that we can receive what he has for us. We do not earn it per se, but we obedience opens the opportunity for us to receive. And so God is I just sense a season where God is going to show some things to us and give us some things that we've been believing when we are positioned right. For those who favor, in Psalms 35:27, it says, let those who favor my righteous cause and have pleasure in my uprightness shout for joy and be glad and say continuously, let the Lord be magnified, who takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. God takes pleasure in blessing us. It's not something that he's like, oh, I really don't want to bless them. You know, it's like, no. The word says he takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servants. And in Psalms 84:11, it says, for the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows grace and favor, glory, honor, splendor, heavenly bliss. This is the Amplified. No good thing will be withheld from those who walk uprightly. Wow, that's powerful. No good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. What does that mean? That means to be positioned spiritually in a place of receiving by walking upright before the Lord. When we walk upright before the Lord, we can expect, we can take steps of faith in expectation that things will change as we walk if we're walking upright before the Lord. And in John 10:10, the thief comes only in order to steal, to kill, and destroy. But he says, I have come that they may have life and enjoy life and have it in abundance. What does that mean? To fill till it overflows. Hallelujah. To fill until it overflows. Glory be to God. My God, that is so powerful. And so the Lord has been speaking to me on how to walk each day with a mind that's focused in on walking the way he wants me to walk, speaking the way he wants me to speak, talking the way he wants me to talk, faith talk, faith walk, keeping my mind focused on him. My. So anyway, you know, I don't have a whole lot to say about that except for I just sensed a word and I had not thought of this, and it's God all the time. I just thank him so much. You know, he'll just give me something that I believe he wants to be released. Nothing I need to conjure up or try to think about. You know, I don't operate that way anyway, as far as conjuring up anything. But I want to make sure that what God wants to be released will be the thing that will be released. So tonight, our focus is on positioning our heart, positioning ourselves spiritually so that a God who does not want to deny us any good thing will be able to release it to us. So, Father God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for being God. We thank you for being the omnipotent one, the ever-present one, the almighty one, the God who is our everything, who operates through anything that we present to him worth the offering of. So, God, we thank you tonight. And, Father, I submit and I give way to you tonight. It's always about you. It's never about me. It's always about what you want to say, what you want to do, how you want to minister to your people. I just choose to be an empty vessel so that you can operate through me for your glory. So, God, we thank you tonight for the people who are coming on the call tonight, those who are listening, those who have prayer needs, and those who are standing in prayer for others. Lord, we bless your name tonight. And, Father God, we release everything that has tried to hinder, stop, or block us from moving into that place and positioning ourselves so that we can receive all that you have for us, not just for us, but for the benefit of others and the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So we bless your name tonight, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that we will walk boldly toward you, releasing everything that be not of you. We repent of all the things that have hindered, stopped, and blocked us. And, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for our advocate, Jesus, who is standing for us and who is pleading our case as we renounce everything that be not of you, so that the enemy will have nothing on us, because we know that he goes in to accuse us, but we know that the blood is enough to take care of business, to seal the case and say they are forgiven. So, Lord, we thank you tonight. Father God, we give you the glory. We thank you for your son, Jesus, and for what you are doing here with Prophetic Grace Network. We bless Prophet Randy and his wife and family for just for him being the man of God that he is and called to this assignment and that has put his hand to the plow and will not let go. And, Lord, we thank you that others are being positioned with him, that they are moving forward into the place that God is calling them to because they're being led by the Spirit of God, by the leader and the overseer of this particular ministry. We thank you for Prophetic Grace Network. We give you all the glory and the honor and the praise in Jesus' name. So hallelujah. I am glad you are here. So if you are listening by internet, maybe radio, I don't know, but if you are listening by internet and you want to call in, I'm not sure how, that number is 319-527-6027. That is 319-527-6027. And if you want to text and just let me know you're there, that number is 214-505-8719. That is 214-505-8719. Hallelujah. So, we're just happy to be here tonight, and I am going to go ahead and move quickly tonight. I'm going to go ahead and play another song, and we're just going to believe that God's going to do some things tonight for people who are believing. And as always, you know, I host the show because you're a part of it, and I look forward to your prayers. For those who are being prayed for and to be in agreement and, it, you know, just be in expectancy of what God's going to do tonight. So let's just let me find this song, and we are going to move right on, and God's going to bless. Amen? So let's be in expectancy of how good God's going to work things out for us tonight. Hallelujah.
I love you, Lord, for your
Just resting on that song. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so good to me. Hallelujah. Let's just do it one more time and then I'm going to take calls. I just felt the presence of God. I felt the presence knowing how faithful God has been. You know, through the mountains, when I felt like I was at the top And I ended up at the valley, down in the valley. He was still faithful. All of my life, when the enemy wanted to take me out, guys, I've been in situations where I know it was the angelic host that kept me from dying at the hand of somebody else because of the faithfulness of God. Ooh, hallelujah.
All my life.
I can't help but think of the goodness of God tonight, people. All my life, God has been faithful. All of your life, he's been faithful. Oh, yes, the enemy will try to paint a picture to make you think God has not been faithful. But as you know, the enemy is a liar, and there is no truth in him. He's the father of lies, and it's impossible for him to speak truth. Every breath that I'm able, I will testify of the goodness of God. You know, people, I don't know, for some reason, I mean, I've heard that song many a times. It blesses me. But tonight, it's almost like God is just taking me to a whole nother realm of understanding the goodness and the faithfulness of God. And in all that I have not done that was pleasing to his sight, he still wants to position you. He still wants to position me for blessings. He still wants to bless us in spite of what our past looked like. It's just about getting it right now. His mercy has never failed us. He's always been faithful. He's been a father, and he's a friend. You know, I never even got to the place of really remembering and thinking about this until tonight, as far as my life was at the point of being snuffed out a couple of times by people. And it just came to me tonight that had it not been for the Lord, I wouldn't be here tonight. These were people that I trusted. The enemy got a hold of them, and they were ready to do the acts. And it was of the enemy, and it was just the hand of God that stayed them. It was just the angels that held them back, that protected me. And so I can think back and remember all of those things, knowing that God is faithful. You know, he's faithful. And he's a God who still, in spite of it all, he wants to bless us when we just submit, we repent, and we get in position to receive all that he has to offer. Hallelujah. Well, I pray you're all well tonight. I pray that if it doesn't look right, we're going to believe God to position it to be right as you walk by faith and not by sight. So I'm going to go ahead and start with the calls tonight. And Father, we just bless your name, and we just submit this show to you, this program, PGN, and the callers, that your will be done to the glory of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. All right, so we're going to start here with first call is going to be, and also if you're calling in, please raise your hand by pressing 1. If you haven't called in before, that's how I know that you are wanting prayer and believing, wanting me to believe with you and others who are listening to believe with you for a move of God concerning your needs tonight. All right, so it's going to be 662-806. This is Angela Joy. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Cynthia from Mississippi.
Hi, Cynthia from Mississippi. How are you tonight?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you, thank you, thank you for asking. Hallelujah. Lord God, we just thank you, Father God, for Cynthia tonight from Mississippi. Hallelujah. As I was writing down your name, Cynthia, I just heard crossing over Jordan, crossing over the waters. I don't know what situation is going on. Of course, God knows. It has to do with positioned, being positioned. And you know how the children of Israel were being pursued by the enemy, Pharaoh, and all of his army. And they looked out, and there was the Red Sea. And it's like, I don't know what this means, but just like you're at the place where you know there are things that are coming at you, and then there are things that are before you, but it's like, expect God to do a miracle. Expect God to part the Red Sea. Expect God to get you across, and he will. So, Father, we just thank you tonight for Cynthia. We thank you, Lord, for the position that you placed her in. Not that it is a position for detriment or for destruction, but it's a position to show forth the glory and the hand of God on her life. So, Lord, we thank you tonight that even as she goes forward, even as she moves into a place and a season that you're calling her into, and even though it does not look maybe the way she expects it to look, but let her know, God, that she's being positioned, that the glory of God will be raised up in this situation, not as a way to destroy, but as a way for God to be glorified. So we thank you tonight for Cynthia. We thank you for her faithfulness, and we thank you for your faithfulness unto her. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. So hello,
hallelujah.
How's it going?
It's going fine. I have some new things in my life just starting, and so that crossing Jordan makes sense, and but it's I received that.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God. Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, I'm glad because, you know, it's just, you know, I just know God is speaking tonight about really wanting people to understand that, you know, no matter what it is that we're going through, you know, it's not like God doesn't know where we are, where we're positioned. He just wants us to understand that when we are positioned where he wants us to be, there are benefits and blessings attached to it, even though it may not look like it, and it may look a little bit of the opposite, but know that God is involved, and he's in charge. He's in charge. So we just keep walking, and we just keep believing by faith that God is working things out. You know, that's kind of been, I don't know, my life story. You know, I just look, you know, at the things that God has brought me through, and there are things that, you know, he's brought me to that I didn't even know how I got there except for just by putting one step in front of the, and somehow I ended up in a place where God, you know, was going to just show forth his glory in my life. So praise God. Thank God for that, Cynthia.
Yes, amen. I think that's awesome. And you're right. These new things don't look like I expected. And so it was like, well, is this you, God? But I felt
that
like
that's
today.
That's usually the way it is. Yeah, that's usually
yeah.
the way it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I remember, well, you moved from someplace. Where did you move from, Texas?
I moved from Texas to Ohio to Florida to Mississippi.
Okay, yeah, I know. Interesting word. Yes, interesting word. Yep. So, yeah, that's awesome. And God is just, he's just really letting you know that it doesn't matter where you are. As long as you are in the place that he's positioned you to be in for that season and that time, it doesn't matter. I mean, God knows what he's doing. Amen. Was there anything in particular you want to prayer for?
Yes, I have a trip next month, and I haven't flown in years, and so I just wanted prayer for it to be just a wonderful vacation. And
wow. Okay, so you said you haven't flown in a while. I haven't either. So you're going on a vacation?
Yes, to visit my family.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Well, praise God. That is awesome. I like it. So, Father God, that you just give Cynthia a season of rest and this vacation. Lord, let this be the beginning of something that when she goes on vacation and she comes back, there will be a renewing, there will be a freshness, there will be something that you're going to give her on this vacation that will cause her to even differently from the way she was moving before she went on this vacation. We just thank you, Lord, even on this vacation that she receives, you know, the peace, the rest, and the fellowship that she needs, and even some time with you that you'll speak to her. You know, sometimes, Cynthia, when we're in different places and locations, that can affect some things that God will speak, how he will speak to us as well. And I just sense like saying that to you, sometimes just a change of locale will open us up to something that God has, you know, wanted to release to us. But maybe just because we changed positions, we kind of changed in a sense where God is able to release some things to us and speak some things to us that maybe he wasn't able to, not because he's not God and couldn't. It's just that we kind of changed and got into a place to receive it better.
Yeah.
So, Lord, we bless her. We thank you for safety, safe travel, and for great fellowship, great connections to be made and restored and rekindled in the name of Jesus. We just give you glory and thanks and honor for this. In Jesus' name, thank you, Pop. Amen.
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 Thank you so much.
Bye. Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I'm looking forward to some time away myself. I've been working at the particular position, and I'm waiting for some PTO so then I can go somewhere. Yeah. So
well,
I'm looking forward to that. Well, you enjoy your trip, and I look forward to hearing about some things, you know, that God might do on your behalf or wants to do on your behalf, and you sharing it with us when you come back.
Amen. Thank you so much.
All right. You're welcome, Cynthia. Thank you for calling in.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Amen. Amen. God is good, isn't he? Oh, I just feel such a... I just feel such a presence of God. You know, the love of God is so real. You know, there's... It's so real, people. And I know that some of y'all really know what I'm talking about. The love of God is so real. Let me just think about the sacrifice, you know, paid for us that we might have a friend in God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's move on to, 404-453. Who am I talking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, Joy. This is Madeline from Georgia.
Hi, Madeline, my friend. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm my sister friend.
Well, it's so awesome to hear your voice. I know you're a busy lady.
Mm. You're not trying to be, but...
Yeah, I know. Amen. Well, you know, it's nothing wrong with doing what God called you to do. So praise God. Let's just pray over you. Father God, we just thank you for Madeline. We thank you, Lord, for her faithfulness. Madeline, as I was speaking your name, I saw a rainbow coming out over you.
Jesus.
And the rainbow, of course, we know some evil demonic spirits have tried to make it something else. But we know that the rainbow represents the promises of God. And I saw like the rainbow shooting out of you. The rainbow shooting out of you. And I just want you to understand that I feel like the Lord is saying that his promises are in you, and they are yes and amen. Because we know that that represents the promise, that God is a promise keeper. And it doesn't matter how gloomy. You know, what's really interesting about a rainbow, a lot of times it comes when there has been some change in the climate, when there's been some change in the weather, when there's been some cloudiness hanging over somewhere. But the rainbow appears out of the clouds, out of the clouds, out of the climate that looks a little gloomy, that you're not quite sure what the clouds and what's going on in the atmosphere, and out of the atmosphere of some form of looking dismayed comes the rainbow.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, Lord, we thank you tonight that even on cloudy days, even though the clouds trying to come in and cover, my God, the promises of God do not change because of the because of what it looks like in the natural. His promises remain the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Lord.
So, Lord, we thank you today that you're not a fickle God, that you're not a God that changes according to moves and swayed by things that are going on. You are the one who institutes and regulates and sets in order whatever it is, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it may appear to be, no matter how gloomy or how cloudy it might be, you are the promise keeper.
Yes.
So Lord, we thank you as she gravitates toward you and positions herself to receive all that you have to offer to her. In spite of what the climate looks like, in spite of the weather conditions, in spite of whatever atmospheric changes might be going on, you're still God.
You're still God. Yes, you are.
And you change not. So we thank you, Lord, as she gravitates and takes hold of the promises that you have already downloaded in her, that she will reach up toward you and know that you are her help. You are her help. And we thank you for that, being the promise keeper in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory.
Yes, and it's so interesting because I saw the rainbow, and then there was a cloud, and I saw the cloud, but even in the natural, we know sometimes we can see a cloud forming somewhere near that rainbow, but then out of that darkness, out of that, the promises of God are still manifest.
Yes.
We thank you for that tonight. It doesn't matter. It that. What the weather condition looks like.
Ooh,
he's still a promise keeper.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord. That's
yes,
all right, because I tried to, he gave me an assignment, and he gave me something to do, and he, I answered it, and so you're right, the storms was raging up, family close, children, it was things happening, but I was remembering his word, just no, that's not true, and it was just fighting, and all of a sudden, here in Georgia, the weather been cloudy up, I've been hearing in the natural storms out there, lightning, and then all of a sudden, it just cleared. The skies was clear. I can hear him. I could see him. I just know what to do, and I need to do it. And matter of fact, I could talk to you later about it.
Okay.
What he told me, tell you. But anyway, I just needed that word, that his promise.
Praise God. Thank God he's good.
And it's all right.
It is
all right.
Right as well.
Yeah. Oh my God. Oh yes, I feel the presence of the Lord, and I just need it because He said He always tell me when to come on, and I always enjoy the testimonies or the ministers of ministering. Just hearing it, you get blessed because you thirst and hear for his righteousness. And it's just always been, it's always just been right on time. The messages, the testimony, and then others that come on, you have an opportunity to believe for them and pray for them, and you could tell the weather change. I was agreeing with you when you said earlier, it's about the heart, and I ministered on that 2 weeks ago about the love of God in his heart, and the enemy rose up and was coming. But I remember his promises. I said, oh, it's a good one now. I'm in line for a blessing.
Amen. Amen.
He can't take my joy. It's like,
Amen. He can't. And it wouldn't be, the devil really wouldn't be doing his job if he didn't raise up.
Right.
That's just what he does.
Yeah.
I'm just
and like you said, with someone closest to you, it's like, wow. And when you look on the life of Christ, it was wow. You know, it's not because of you. It's because he's inside of you.
Yes.
And I
understand that one.
Yeah. Especially when he's encouraging and your seeing gets clearer even more, your hearing gets on point even more. Because there's been a shift, and it's time. It's just time for God's people to rise up
Amen.
And take their position and be who God said they are. And
Amen.
Whether they love you, like you, don't talk to you, it's okay. It just helps you to keep you know. Because like Jesus said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. And some that does, it doesn't matter. We got to be where we got to be on time.
Amen.
It's a time with God. So, I'm glad he did this in my life with the timing, because coming on and listening and hearing that ready word, that was his promise to me, and it was very on point, and it's all right.
Praise God. I'm always amazed at, I think, you know, I've been on here so many times, but it's like every time I come on here, it's just like, you know, the humility of just knowing that God, I mean, who am I, you know? But that I would even be doing this, because this isn't, I mean, I've had a few things happen to me recently that just kind of took me by surprise. And, you know, God is always working behind the scenes. We may not know what he's doing.
Right.
But when we see it happen, we know that it's God. You know, there are things that we know.
Mm-hmm.
It was just God, you know. And, it's just an awesome feeling just to know that you're in a relationship with God like that.
I'm so thankful.
Amen, amen. I am too, my sister. I am.
I'm so thankful for you, Joy. It's a blessing, Angela Joy. It's a blessing.
Well,
and God just has. Oh, you're just awesome.
Oh, thank you. God is just so good. I mean, he's just
good.
And,
I mean.
And I don't know. He's working so differently in our lives. You know, I've been pretty much positioned alone for many, many years now, you know. And
even
in the last few years, it's more of a life that's just really kind of just me and God, you know. I've gotten involved lately with a couple other ministries that I was not involved with, and that gives me a connection with other people. But mainly, you know, I just love just being in this place with him and communing with him on a regular basis and without the interference of others. You know, it's like, I don't know, I don't even know if normal to even think like that, but you know, I'll be honest with you guys, it's like, you know, I'm not married and I haven't really had much of a desire to be married again. I mean, of course, if God were to do it, it would definitely have to be God, because let me tell you, I am so like in a place, bro, I am like, will I really want to share my time with somebody else over, you know, and not spend as much time with God? I mean, that might sound odd, but I'm at the point where I'm like, if I had someone in my life that was like a husband, I would have to pay them attention. I'm not knowing that I would really want to give up some time to give them attention away from my Lord. Don't know. Well, my grandkids take up a lot of time, but not as much as they used to. A little older, some of them. But I don't know. I was like, Lord, well, I know it would have to be you, because I'm just so content with just you and I. And if it's your will for someone else, that's fine. I know you'll work it out. But my whole attention is on you. I don't want any distractions. I don't want anything that you don't want me to have. And if you want me to have it, you will position it. You will position me, and you will position the situation. But other than that, we're good. My God, we're good.
That's so good to hear that. I mean, I can hear your change. I remember when time has run by so fast, it doesn't seem like it's been five years coming up. This is amazing. Time is flying, and
it is.
And I know, and things we shared, but to hear this, to hear you, I just know and see and feel God's presence in your life, and content and trusting him. And it is like you said, it is well. I'm glad, my friend. I'm glad for you. So happy.
Well, it is. God is doing something in all of our lives.
I know.
We just have to be where he wants us to be, doing what he wants done.
Yes.
And he'll work it out. I mean, you know, we can't.
Yes.
One thing I've learned is that, you know, through life and what I've been through, is that I can't try to even pattern my life or after what God is doing with somebody else's life. I mean, I don't need to be concerned about that, because God knows what I need. God knows what you
yes.
need.
Yes.
And
yes.
we don't need to compare yes. or be in competition or think that God is doing
right,
more for
right.
you know,
of course.
That he is for
yes.
you. Just be content yes. in knowing that God is doing what he needs to do in your life
yes.
and you positioned yourself to receive what he has
yes.
for you.
Yes. I
he knows
it.
Me.
Yes.
He knows Angela Joy. He knows all about me. There's nothing that he does not know.
That's
and
right.
so
That's right.
I can't hide. I mean, I have to be transparent with him because, of course, why not be? I mean, you know what I'm saying? He knows me anyway. But,
yeah.
you know, whatever he wants, you know, I'm okay with that. I just want to make sure it's him because I never, ever
again
want to be out of position to where
yeah.
I need to be.
Yeah, I
because
agree.
Guess what, Madeline? I almost lost my life. Being and I thought I haven't thought about that in years. I almost
yeah.
lost my life because I wasn't positioned where I needed to be in God, in connections
I
with people
you.
That were not good. You know,
that's right.
And,
that's right.
Not good for me. Not good for me. And
that's right. That's
and to be
right.
honest with you, these people weren't even good for themselves. And eventually, it
right.
showed.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah. That's awesome. That's an awesome testimony to see. God will let you, I know exactly what you're talking about because he showed me from the protection, his covering, his provision. I've always had in my life, I was listening to your testimony about attack of life. You know, to death and so forth. And the enemy would always have traps set for me. And God so loved me so much, he wouldn't even let me go in the direction. I didn't even know. And so he began to show me stuff that he's just been watching over me all this time of traps set for me. And, and, I was like, whoa, and he has, I mean, and it was for evil, and God has just protected my life that I'm here today to do what he's called me to do, and I'm like you, I want to do it all for him. I owe him my gratitude, my raising of my hands, and walking around just knowing he's my God, and without him, I'm nothing. But he sees me as his own. And so it's become more alive and real. And so he's allowing us to, I guess, take this testimony because it's time that it's been another shift. It's been another call in our destiny where we're supposed to be. Journey and be ready to go because it's a timing for all of us and to making disciples and letting your light shine and loving people as Christ loves and rebuking those that they may see him but see him in us. But the humbleness is, oh my gosh, this past three months now, he took away the depths, the stronghold of fear of the looks and of people that, you know, I looked up to and I cared and respected and God gave it. But when he took that, and it's like, I'm lighter. I like, yes, because it's not about works and good works and glorifying doctrine of man, but it's about coming together as this family of God, knowing and loving one another, encouraging one another. And you said that powerful word about we're not in no competition to anybody. Everybody have their part and their calling, but if we join together and connect in which he said to encourage your brother and sister, you'll see the positive power to illuminate God's word and love throughout the whole world. And
Amen.
You can see the manifestations of deliverance, healing, the dead raised, the limbs coming out. I've seen these things. And
I just don't want them to be once upon a time. They need to be now and even more powerful, because the world out there needs to know that we have a loving Savior that wants us with Him. And that's why Jesus said He came for this generation. He was talking about how evil it is. Jesus now.
Yes.
And so then he went on to paraphrase it and say, the greatest things you should do. So we, the greatest love we have, don't just say you love and then you hate those you see every day, you know, or you backlash them, or don't know their everything about them. You know, let's continue on with this journey and know that we're not alone, but we're known by Him. And that's what I mean. And then we have children, some of us, I guess, grandchildren or children that's going through. Let's intercede for them and their families and not be selfish. You know, pray for your neighbor that don't like you. Pray for this family. The children
we will.
That
live safely by you. Right here. We got a nerve right there talking about a neighbor who doesn't like you. Oh my gosh, I live across the. I have a neighbor across the street that I mean, it's just an interesting thing. They used to stand on their porch and stare over at my house, and to the point, you know, it was really kind of eerie, you know. And I recently had a little incident in regards to something they did, and. You know, I just began, you know, I really had to pray, and I had to ask God, how do I continue to, you know, walk walk before this person, you know? So you just bless people, you move on, and you just let God handle it. And God reminded me in His word, He says, I will take care of your enemy. I will take care of your enemy. You know, we don't have to worry about that. He will take care of the enemy for us, so. When we submit to God. So, anyway, I released a few things tonight, you know, that I'm like, I've never mentioned those before. And, but yeah, I mentioned something, and I think what the scariest thing about this, and then I'm going to get you off of this. The scariest thing about this was like, well, this one person is already deceased. And who I thought really could have done me harm, seriously, death maybe. And I remember some years ago, a few years back, I happened to just Google their name. And he's dead now. But I saw that before he died, he was put on the National Registry
Hello? There you are.
Oh, you can hear
the
me?
National Registry.
The National Registry of Violence. Domestic violence. And I thought, again, God reminded me, look what I saved you from.
Oh, Jesus, thank you, Father. I could relate.
I mean, I was like, I could have been dead.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this person is now deceased, and it's like, oh, my gosh, you know. It was like my life was hanging in the balance there, and I didn't even
my
know.
Lord. Look at God.
I didn't even
look
at God.
That's His hand of protection. Well, it's
His
so
hand
good
of protection.
I was going to let you go and answer it together, but we got to talk about that for you. And I'll get in touch with you when you're off.
All right, well, be blessed.
Okay.
Be blessed.
You too, and thank you for that ready word. All right.
Oh, you're
welcome.
You. Love you. Good night.
Good night.
Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Let's go to 828. 989. Let's see.
828-989,
are you there?
Hi, this is Jennifer from North Carolina.
Hi, Jennifer from North Carolina. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, let's just pray for Jennifer from North Carolina. Lord, we just thank you for, I just, it's so funny. I just kind of heard, I don't know where this came from, Spirit Girl. I don't know what that means. Oh, my God. So, Father, we just thank you for that. We thank you for, like, the word of God being so alive in her. As the word talks about how we are to walk in the spirit, and not after the things of the flesh. And it seems like I just sense that God thinks he's birthing something in you that is positioning you to go after and into new depths and realms of the spirit, like Spirit Girl. You know, like you're going into a whole new place with God. You're accessing some places in God that, you know, you have died to something because of a desire to walk in a different place with God. And it's like you going after the Spirit. I just heard Spirit Girl. And so, Lord, we thank you for that. I don't know what it means, but, Lord, I give you glory and honor as she continues to follow after the things of the Spirit more than the things of the flesh. And because of this, I just sense there's great rewards and great blessings because of a heart that's yielded to the things of God. So, Lord, we thank you tonight for that. We thank you, Lord, for movement. Elevation and movement as she continues to pursue you, pursue the heart of God, pursue the things of God, and walk in the Spirit more than in the place of the flesh, walking in the Spirit to access the things of the Spirit so that her life can be more of what you want it to be and less of her. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord. Praise God.
Thank you,
what's
Lord.
Going on, Jennifer?
I really feel like him calling me higher. So definitely I want more of him, more of his Spirit, the fullness of his Spirit.
Amen.
I've been seeking that for many years.
Praise God.
Amen. Yes. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, so, yeah, anything you want to share? Anything, any particular prayer request?
Oh, goodness. I'm just miracles. Just,
what?
I don't know. I just want to give him glory just for what he's doing, you know. Sometimes we're in situations that aren't necessarily we want to be in, but, you know God's doing a work. And so,
amen.
You know, I don't want to, it is for his will to be done, really.
Amen.
His timing, his will, his ways, just... I want everything to be him.
Amen. And you know what, Jennifer, with you saying that, then that just really kind of taps into what God just said. Because, you know, when we walk after the things of the flesh, we get the things of the flesh. And it's almost like what you're saying is that you don't have a desire to really pursue that more than, you know, over the things of God and pursuing the things of the Spirit. So it's almost like giving, confirmation that, you know, your heart is positioned right and that God really saying he sees you that way, you know, as you pursuing him over the things, you know, your heart wanting him and the Spirit of God to be more evident than anything else. That word's kind of like just giving you confirmation is that you're positioning yourself in the right place to desire to receive what you want and need from God.
Right.
You know?
Oh, I need him. Yes. I do know.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Cause, I mean, yeah, he just wants you to know that he sees that. You know, I feel like the Lord is saying he sees that, and he knows that's the desire. And that's how he sees you, that you are pursuing the Spirit more than you are the things of the flesh. You desire more the things of the Spirit than you are the desiring the things of the flesh. So your spirit girl, you're in pursuit of the things of the Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. That's a pretty wonderful position to be in. That's an awesome place to be in. That God would even, you know, that he would see that and even let you know that that's how I see you. You know, even though we're not perfect and we're not, you know, but we are being made more in his image and his likeness as we pursue him by the things of the Spirit. And it's like, you know, just an encouraging word that God sees that in action and in operation in your life.
Yes, that's always good to know. You know, that's one prayer I always ask is, how do you see me? How you know, I do heart check-ins with him. You know, I ask him a lot,
mm-hmm.
you know, condition of my heart a lot. I'm always asking.
Mm-hmm.
always.
Amen.
He was always showing, yeah. Thank you.
And that's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. Because that's kind of like what the word was tonight, like positioning yourself, positioning your heart to be able to receive what God wants to give you. Our heart has to be in position. You know, we have to believe what has been said. We've got to believe the word. We've got to know that God is pleased. Why? Because we positioned ourselves in a way to please God. I don't know. That's just really powerful.
I will take it. Spirit girl, I'll take it. Lord. I've been called a lot worse names than that. So, I'll just stick that label right on me.
Amen. That's a label I wouldn't mind having myself.
No. I'll just, definitely attach that label.
Well, you know, and sometimes God will come along to and do something like that because, you know, the accuser of the brethren can be
right.
doing other things out about you. And it's like God is saying, no. That's not my blood. The blood that was shed by Jesus covered all of that. And he sees, you know, the motives of our heart, the motives and the intent of our heart, intentions of our heart. You know, that's how God sees us. You know, man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart. And so, you know, the enemy is always going before, you know, the Father in accusing us and wanting to magnify. But when we stay in a place of repentance and submission to the plan and will of God, the devil has to shut his mouth. And so maybe that's something that God is saying. He wants you to understand that. And no matter what it appears to be, I know your heart. And I know your position,
right.
Your heart was positioned. So I don't know if you've been dealing with that at all.
I have.
And that's it, you know, because whatever the enemy is saying about us, it's a lie. And it's the opposite of what the word says. And the thing of it is that we're all going to fall short. I mean, if we're not intentionally going out there and just trying to sin and do things that are displeasing for God. But even though we can do that and ask for repentance, and we do opposite of what we've done, he accepts that and we go on. But the enemy wants to keep throwing it up in our face trying to make us believe that wasn't enough, like the blood wasn't enough. The sacrifice wasn't enough. You know, you look at David. You know, he had a man killed, and he took his wife. God saw him as a man after his heart, you know? So, I don't know. It's just,
Thank you. You
just have to just submit and go on, and God, he will speak on our behalf when our hearts are positioned
right. Yes, he does. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Well, thank you.
God bless you.
I'm always amazed. I'm always amazed.
Awe and wonder.
Awe and wonder of him. And you know what? I think God wants us to be in awe and in wonder of him. You know, he's just, you know, he's just awesome. So, yeah, I just thank God for just being God and for using, you know, me and helping me to just go after him with everything that I have. I mean, you know, he's my main desire in this earth. Yes, he is. Amen.
Well, Greg just walked in. He actually was on, but he got cut off. We're actually together this weekend.
So did he want prayer?
I'm back on.
Oh, he's back. He just called in again after he got kicked off, but he just called back in. So I guess,
oh,
you got him somewhere. Yeah, he got kicked off, but I guess he's twice.
502-548.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I can pick him up. He's right there in the room. I can click on his number, though. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, then, Jennifer. Was there anything wanted prayer about?
No. We're kind of, like, connecting, so just for God to just lead and guide us. Yeah, but you can go on to him now. I know you're probably busy, but we're just so grateful for you guys.
I'm just grateful to be a part of what God is doing, you know. I'm just grateful.
Yes.
Thank God, you know.
Oh, I know.
All right. Well, Jennifer, thank you so much for calling in, and I'll click on Greg.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Good night. All right, so let's go down here. Hope I don't get confused here. Let's see, where am I? Okay, here we go. Let's go down here. 502-548. Hi, Greg. How are you tonight?
Hey, Angela Joy. How are you?
I got cut off twice. Oh, really?
It's weird. I had to call back in twice. Yeah.
It just dropped you?
Well, the first time it was making like this insane weird noise and Jennifer's wasn't. So I just hung up and called back. And then right when she had called, when you called her up or called her number, I put everything on mute, turned it down and just set it beside me so it wouldn't get feedback. And y'all were getting close to the end. I just pulled my phone out and looked. I'm like, it just hung up. So I don't know. Who knows? But we're here now.
Yes.
So.
Amen.
Amen.
All right. Father, we just thank you for Greg tonight. We thank you for his persistence. Hallelujah. To get through on tonight. Hallelujah. We just thank you. You know, as I was talking to you, I began to see like a mountain. And it was almost like as you were talking, I sensed. Like to press through to the place that God is calling you, like to a higher level, you know. And I thought of elevation, and I saw, you know, this mountain. And as I'm talking to you, it's like I sense the Lord is saying, He's calling you to another level, to a higher elevation in Him. That the things that He has, there's some things that He has for you, Greg, on the mountaintop. Hallelujah, glory be to God. And it's it's a matter of, you know, like when you see a mountain and then say, for instance, God is saying calling you to that place, you know, there's some stuff you got to go through to get to a mountaintop. I mean, people always talk about, you know, the mountaintop and we're on the mountaintop, but we got to remember those people just didn't zoop up there and zip right up there. You've got to go through something to get to that place, that level. That terrain can be rough. That terrain can be tough. You ever looked at mountain goats? You know, how they can kind of like climb the mountain, scale those rocks and get to the top? And they've been designed to do that. But it's almost like I feel just a thing in me to say to you that even though things like might look difficult as you begin to climb toward the place that God is calling you to, but as I begin to see those mountain, those animals that are made and designed to climb those things easily, it's almost like God, in this place you're at right now, God has fashioned you to be able to scale the difficult terrain to get to the place that God is calling you to. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you that in him you are placing the necessary things that he will need to scale through the heavy terrain, the difficult places to elevation that you're calling him to, in spite of what it looks like in the natural, extremely difficult. But the things that God is putting in you, Greg, even now in this season, is going to cause you to scale those mountains just like a mountain goat does, without difficulty, without fear, without thinking that they're going to end up, you know, in some difficult place where they can't move. God is putting in you now what you need to get to where he's calling you to. And it's an elevated place. It's an elevated place in the spirit realm. Why? Because there are things that have to be done, and they can only be done through the things that you've gone through to get there. So, Lord, we thank you. We thank you as you're working everything out in and through him to cause him to move into position to reach that place in elevation that you're calling him to. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I don't know what that is. Yeah, so what's going on?
Spent the weekend in the mountains with Jennifer and
Oh really?
Going back up. Yeah. We may have climbed a mountain. I don't know how much of a mountain goat I was, but we did a little bit of hiking. But yeah, and that was a good weekend. Had a great time today. 8:28, Romans 8:28 day. So, you know, something about the 8:28.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It's 8:28. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's a lot behind that, that God had just kind of pointed out a couple of things to me, and they just happened to be the numbers that and became 8 and 28, and it's kind of been waiting for this day to see what he was going to say. And we sat down in this place and read this devotional. In the devotional, three of the four topics in the devotional were direct connections or confirmations to stuff that we've received from him in the last week or so. It just like this whole, you know, big, it was a big circle of him like pulling these puzzle pieces together, and he was baking the cake. He was putting the ingredients together and baking the cake.
Amen.
Good stuff. It's been a good week. Yeah, it's cool.
Amen.
So, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's good. That cake's going to rise because it's going to have everything it needs in it, all the ingredients to make the cake. Everything
yes,
that
is.
Needs to be put in there to cause that cake to rise to a new elevation. Hmm. Interesting. Yeah. So.
Amen.
Wow. And 'cause when you think about it, and even like when you're thinking about Romans 8:28, all the things, whatever is going in there is working together. Like you going to another place, going through some terrain. But God is he's enabling you to do it. Why? Because it's part of the ingredients that are going to be used to take you to that place. Everything that you're going through. All the things that you're involved with or going through at this point,
causing you to rise to the place that he's calling you. Why? Because regardless of what it looks like, it's all going to work together for the good.
Amen.
You know? It's all going to come together so that you can be at that place that God has set you, you know, his sights on for you. So praise God. That's pretty exciting. That's where I want to go. I want to go to the mountains.
We spent quite a bit of time there. She still lives there. Yeah, she's with me for the week, and then we're going back up there next week. But we got a lot of cool stuff going on next week, so some super neat dates that have connected us over the last 7 years, and it's pretty cool.
That's pretty awesome. That is really.
Oh, we're gonna be together on September 3rd. which is the actual 7 years to the day, the first time I ever contacted her. And 3 days after that, we're climbing a mountain together that 7 years ago I climbed by myself, and I had reached out to her to see if she was available. And she wasn't able to make it. Which kind of pushed our story out another 7 years, or almost 7 years. So it was a little January this year, but we get to share these key dates in our timeline from 7 years ago together next week. So we're really looking forward to a lot of cool stuff.
Awesome. Well, I mean,
yes.
What can we say when God is in it, right?
Amen.
What can
you
say?
Yes and amen.
God is doing it. Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah, I say that a lot.
Oh, really?
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. He's really given us a lesson and exceedingly and abundantly above what we can think or ask.
Amen. That is so awesome.
He really has.
You know, what's really cool about being on here is that, you know, when you all are sharing and, you know, we're praying and all of this, it just seems like, you know, I'm just a part of what God is doing. You know, I can see what God is doing, and it becomes like, wow, God. You know, it's just awesome. It's just awesome, you know. So excited about that. Was there something in particular you wanted prayer for?
No, ma'am. It's been an amazing ride the last few weeks and a couple of days especially. And God's got so much stuff going our way. I'm so grateful. Share it with somebody else, man. Pay it forward.
Amen. Well, I mean, the thing of it is that, you know, there's movement in your life. I mean, you're moving into places and doing things that God is calling you to, and that's the important part, is that you're on track to do what God has called you to do. So you can't you can't be in a better place than that.
No, that's exactly what it feels like.
Yeah. Well, remember I was saying I saw, you know how I didn't really want to say a goat, because a goat really isn't a spiritual, you know, in the Bible.
Right.
It's not.
True. Yeah, right.
People don't want to be with the goats, you know. they want to be with the sheep. So, I mean, you know how they're designed. I guess sheep can do that too, but I guess, you know, a goat, you know, they can just, I just could see the things that would be difficult for some other animals. You know, they just kind of going through, and it's almost like in comparison, I don't know what's going on with you, but that some things that may be difficult, maybe with someone else, God has given you the ability to just kind of scale through this stuff. And it become a blessing, and it's part of the ingredient that he's using to get you to the place that, you know, he wants you to be. So, I mean, because like I said, with that, you know, that's not difficult for that animal to do. That animal has the agility and the stamina and the endurance to just scale those mountains. And I'd probably fall off in the natural and just break a few bones. but when God has set you and designed you in such a way to scale through difficult situations with ease, or just to go through the path that he's taken you through with ease, you know, it's a God thing.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've seen struggle in my own power, and I've seen absolutely no struggle and no striving when I get to that point of saying I'm letting go. I surrender, I submit, and then start to listen, and he points things out. It's like, this is why this is like this. If you do this, or if you say this, and it's like you see radical change in yourself and in the other people that are around you, that how you were or what thing, just things you said and did affected them. And when they see a change in you, it can precipitate a change in them. So it's just trying to take it in. You know, it's not a perfect thing. We still slip and fall and stumble, and you get right back up and crawl back into God's arms, and it's like, sorry, I tripped. You know, he doesn't beat us. He's like, let me fix that little boo-boo on your knee, pat you on the butt, and go on your way. Don't do that again. Yeah.
That's it. He's a loving
Something like that, anyway. Know? He is. Yeah. He's a good, and he's a good father. Yeah.
Yes, he is. Such a good father. Well, praise God. It's good to hear from you all. Yeah. I'm glad things are, you know, going well. That's awesome.
They are indeed.
I love wonderful, sweet stories like yours and Jennifer. it's so heartwarming. You know, it's almost like it's an encouragement for people to listen and to know that when we think we have it all figured out or we think we know what God is doing, we really don't have a clue sometimes.
Amen.
You know, we just don't. And so we might as well just submit it to God and let him work it out, you know, because
absolutely.
It's a lot of times if we were to get our hands into it, we'd mess it up real, real bad.
Yeah, I have plenty of proof of that in my own life.
Yeah, me too. You know, so it's best to just give it to God and let him do it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Amen.
Thank you for tonight. Thank you for doing what you're doing. Appreciate you.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you're calling in. It's all about y'all, you know, and about what Jesus wants to speak and what the Father wants to do in our lives. It's not about us. Thank you for being a part of TGN. Look forward
Amen.
To
thank
to
you.
Y'all.
Amen. Right, absolutely. Man. We'll keep you updated. Good talk
okay.
to you.
Okay. All right. Be blessed.
You too.
All right. Good night. Amen. God is good. We are the family of God. All right, so let's see. I think we've got the next caller is 903-808. Hey, who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Angela Joy. This is Jeannie in Texas.
Hi, Jeannie in Texas. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you, girl?
I'm doing good. I'm glad you called in. I was thinking about you. I don't really hear anybody anymore or talk to anybody, you know, or hear any shows. It's like I feel like I'm locked up at the computer, sitting there with, you know, working. And praise God. Well, let's pray for you, Jeannie. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you, Father, for Jeannie. We thank you for your faithfulness to her and her faithfulness to you. Hallelujah. I just see in a distance, Jeannie, I just see a vast open territory, and I see rain. I see rain coming, and it's not rain that, you know, it's like rain coming. And I just see pasture, and I see rain coming, and I sense an openness and a freeness of just a freedom in you, a freedom, and an expectancy of rain that even with the freedom and some things that God is doing and has done, you're expecting God to rain on your land. Hallelujah. Your land, your life, your land, your life, your land, your life is vast. And it's almost like I just sense a welcoming of what God is going to do as he begins to rain down on your life like fertile ground that all that is in need of right now is a good soaking, hallelujah, a good rain down, a good fertilizing of what's already, a good raining of it and fertilizing of what's already there so that he can bring forth more for the kingdom of God. And Lord, I thank you. And it's not just a little bit of rain, Jeannie. I see a actual downpour. My God, bless your name, Jesus. I sense a downpour of the things that God is going to bring into your life because you are fertile and you are ready. You're ready for the expansion. You're ready for your land is prepared for the rain. You know, like when you have land, and of course I think you know about that, land and that all that's needed once you've gotten things in the ground, once things are planted, when all you need is a good soaking so that these things can come forth. And I just sense that this is a season of your life that God has planted some things in you, fertile ground, that it's getting ready to rain and things are getting ready to grow for you, for ministry, for your life, and for those lives that you're in connection with. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. As the pour down comes, the rain and the pouring, soaking rain that is going to cause things to grow even more. You know, like when you have a good rainy season, and like with my yard, it starts to rain, and I'm thinking, man, I just cut that grass, and it looks like all of a sudden it's just, bam, it's back up again. Why? Because it got a good rain. It got a good soaking, and everything that was in there that needed to come up is going to come up because the hand of God is on your life, and it's raining. So, Lord, we give you glory for that, and we thank you for what you're going to do and what you're already doing in Jeannie's life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, I don't know about all of that, but.
Amen. Amen. Well,
amen.
It's been somewhat like that. I mean, we had been in some drought, and then I guess it's been about a week ago, we had like a 6-inch rain. Filled our ponds back. We had two ponds. Filled the ponds back up. The pastures are lush again. So absolutely, we've had the rain. Yeah, it's been wonderful. Everything in the area now is nice and beautiful and green. And we weren't in the kind of drought that Central Texas has been in, but we still were. You know, we're in a pretty good drought. But I mean, everything is beautiful and growing. And the ponds are full of the brim again and all that. So it's been wonderful.
So are you dependent a lot on the land in the natural?
I'm sorry?
So in the natural with this land, because, I mean, we brought it to the natural. So how connected are you to the land that's in the natural as far as this is concerned, what I just said?
Very much. I mean, we live, you know, the property we brought here, we've got 40 acres and you know, we've got cattle and horses and some dogs.
Oh, really?
So, I mean, that was really the main reason for the move. We had 16 acres at our other place, and we needed more land. And so, we moved to another area and had bought 40 acres up here and fixing to build a little small house. Right now there's a double wide that was already on the property, so we're living in that. But I actually have a man that's fixing to build us just a little smaller house. The last house was too big. I don't need a big house. I like house cleaning that much. And so fixing to build us a little house. And got to have a little bit of money left to do a horse barn too. So a lot of stuff going on. And just really needing the wisdom of God as I move forward with this. God has blessed us so beautifully. I mean, he's just been so faithful and so good. And has just led us, oh, goodness. I mean, I could just write a book with all the Lord that God has done. That being said, the last few weeks, it feels like I've been under an attack of the enemy. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I know on the other side of that there's a victory and blessing and increase. And so I'm just really asking the Lord, you know, to give me strength, give me wisdom, give me discernment, give me clarity. And I mean, there have been some attacks in my body from the enemy, but anyhow, I know God's just got he's got a new level for me, and I know that. In the natural things we're doing, I really need the wisdom of God as I'm moving forward to kind of make the money cover everything that we've got to do, because we've got so much to do, and really, you know, having God help me prioritize what has to be done first and this and that. But it's been a beautiful, it's been a challenging journey that has gone on for several years, but I have to say it's been a beautiful journey too, and God has just been so, so faithful.
Amen. Amen.
I'm ready for that next level, and I'm ready to kick the devil's butt. This harassment stuff that's been going on here the last few weeks, it's like, okay, enough of that.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, I'm just amazed that you're talking about actual rain. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's tied into the spiritual thing, you know, of what God is doing too. Yeah, but
absolutely.
I just saw this rain, you know, and just like I remember you were talking about you were selling property and moving somewhere else. So it's more than what you had before.
Yeah, it's more than double the property that we had. We had a lot bigger house at the other place, but I don't want that big a house again. But yeah, we've got 40 acres here, and it's a beautiful piece of property. I mean, it's just lovely. We had looked for 8 years. And really, it's a long story, but it's an awesome story. About 2 weeks before we got married, we came up to this area. I had never been in this area. My husband had only been in this area once, because I'd found two horses and a colt, some horses to buy. And you know, priorities. First thing you get married, that's the first thing you got to do is buy horses.
Right.
So anyhow, I came up here. We came up here and bought those two horses. Had never seen the area, and we fell in love with this area up in here. Felt so drawn to it, and that was 40 years before we got to move up here. For like 3 years, we kept feeling drawn up here, but we didn't have jobs up here. Didn't really know anybody up here other than the person we bought the horses from. And so then 8 years ago, now we actually bought this property last year, so we bought it last fall, so I have to go back to then. But anyhow, we started to look, you know, back, oh goodness, 12, 13 years ago, we started feeling drawn to move. And then we started looking in a different area, because at that time my parents were still alive and they were getting older, you know, they were older, and was thinking, okay, I need to stay in a certain area. So we started looking in a different area. And then in 2012, the beginning of 2012, Randy gave me a prophetic word, and he told me, he said, this year, somehow, God is going to show you the area y'all are supposed to be in. Well, my mouth fell open, because that instantly meant we were looking in the wrong area.
Right.
And so that was like January, and he had said, this year, somehow, Christmas Day, a lady I had met, had become good friends with, invited us up to her house for Christmas Day, and she lived in this area. And so we came up to this area, had a snowstorm that day, but there was a place for sale right down the road from her. Now, we came to the area, so we saw it, but we didn't get to look that day. So anyhow, the snowstorm come up, Christmas Day, what a deal, and went home, came back January 1, and when we came to the area, we said, this is the area we're supposed to be.
Wow.
But had fell in love with it back in 1981. So, and had felt drawn to it. Then I understood it was like, okay, because it was the same county, not necessarily the same town, but the same county. So for 8 years, and how significant is the number eight? For 8 years, we searched, you know, and how significant is 40? But 8 years, we searched in this whole area and tried to pinpoint where God was wanting us to be. And the Lord would show us, if we got over into the wrong county, it would be a And some towns were okay and some towns weren't. And finally, we realized it's okay. It has to be Wood County. And so anyhow, we, even up until right before I bought this place, we went and looked at it. I'd finally kind of gotten a little desperate. It's like, is this ever going to happen? I had almost gotten more like, okay, let me just find something that's kind of what we want and buy it. And we had went and looked at a place 2 days or 3 days before I saw this place. went and looked at it, and it was like, I don't like the house, but the land is nice, and it does have a horse barn. And so I put an offer on it. I kind of lowballed it, didn't figure they would take it. And we went back home, and my husband, there was a creek on that property that ran along the border. He said, I'm going to look up the name of that creek, which I thought was really strange. I thought, why does he care what the name of that creek is? So he looked up that creek, and it turned out, he said, oh, it's called, Ishmael Creek. It's called Ishmael Creek. And I went, oh, my God, no way would I touch that place. You know, it's like, I don't want anything called Ishmael on it. And so anyhow, they didn't accept the offer anyhow, but I would hit over. He's like, I'm not touching anything named Ishmael. So it was like 2 days later that I drove by this place. I heard about it. It had just gone up for sale. I drove by it. And the second I rounded the corner to where I saw it, I just went, and I called my realtor immediately, and I said, you've got to get me on this property like right now. And I put an offer on it like 15 minutes after I saw it, and we got it. So after all those years, it was a long story. I'm sorry to take up so much of your time, but it was a long story.
No.
And it was amazing, God's faithfulness of how he did, because he drew us, and just the numbers, you know, 40 years. Just like the children of Israel, they saw the promised land 40 years before they entered it. You know, they saw it, but they didn't get to enter it until 40 years later. And then the number 8, which is the number of new beginnings, been miraculous through every bit of it.
Oh, my, that is just amazing. You know, just, wow, God is awesome. So it's like, I don't know, that's blessed land right there you're on, definitely. You know, seeing what God is saying, you know, it's fertile. It's God's hand is on it. Praise God. I didn't know all of that.
Some, you know, I've told some on the, you know, during when I've done the program, but you know, and I love calling into you other guys' programs and just getting to visit with y'all and getting to know you some. And I enjoy the prayer and stuff too. But I mean, I enjoy connecting with the PGN family. It's wonderful.
Amen. We need you know, and I just really, I enjoy that too. And I miss that because I don't really get to call on anybody's show. I don't even really get to listen to Prophet Randy anymore because I got blessed to kind of work a split shift now. So I work basically from 2 to 6 p.m. and then I go back on from 9 to 1 a.m. And so I don't really get to listen to anything much. Sometimes I get to listen some when it slows down, but, you know, my position and job doesn't even allow me to even, like, listen in. So I'm like, oh, I'm missing it so much. I'm missing in connection, you know? So I'm so glad you called in because I never get to hear anybody's show anymore. Never. So,
I'll hate that.
Yeah, that's awesome. But you know what? I'm looking forward to that. Maybe one day we'll all be able to connect, maybe in the natural, and see each other.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You know, I thought the same thing today. Yeah, I thought I had that same idea today. I thought, you know what?
Really?
We need at some point in time, we need to have a PGN gathering where that everyone that wants to attend. Yeah, I could have like a weekend that we all met at one place and, you know, some place that had cabins or something like that. Of course, there's lots of that stuff in Texas, but and there probably is over there too. But do that and all of us get to, everyone that could get to meet, you know, and spend a weekend together.
That would be awesome. Yeah. Yeah.
I think
that
would be too.
That's something, yeah, that's interesting that you say that came to you today too because, I mean, as we were talking, I'm thinking, that would be such an awesome thing. I mean, because I've been pretty much connected with PGN from the beginning, and I think you probably have too. And I think we're running, I think it's got to be 12 years now. So,
I've known Randy back before there was a PGN.
Right.
So he was friends with my sister and my brother-in-law and all of that. So, but and Randy used to come to the area where we lived and all of the meetings. So, but yeah, I think I met him in 2007.
Okay.
So it's been about 15 years.
So what part of Texas are you? I mean, are you near where
he's probably, now since we moved, before he was about 3 hours from me. Now he's probably maybe 2 hours from me.
Okay.
Because I've been over to his house before. He's about 2 hours from me. I don't drive fast either, so... Somebody else might could make it a little quicker, but he's about 2 hours.
Well, I mean, there are a few Texans that are connected. So, I mean, I'm over here in Georgia, but, you know, as far as you do a show, you're in Texas, and you know, Ola Shun is in Texas, and Terrence and Tanisha are in Texas. And I think Carmen is in Texas.
I think Carmen's in Texas now. Terrence and Tanisha... I think they're actually not going to be that much further. They're probably 4 hours, 4.5 hours from me. Texas is big,
okay.
So
yeah, Texas.
You know, they're probably It takes a long time, all day long, to get from one end of it to the other.
I know.
So that's actually, you know, anything in that 5 hour range is really not that far away. So that's pretty close.
Yeah, I've heard when people travel across country, they say, if we can just get through Texas, we'll have it made. Yeah, so I was invited to go to Texas for Christmas. I don't know if I am, because I just think of spending Christmas out there away from my grandchildren. This lady's having a wedding the day after Christmas. I'm thinking, my grandkids said to me, they said, Nanny, you mean to tell me you would leave us to go to a wedding on Christmas? I mean, I was like, I don't know. But, yeah, I think she's in Fort – the wedding's going to be in Fort Worth, so about 14-hour drive for me. Yeah, 14-hour drive for me. So, I don't know. I don't know yet. Well, yeah, that I'm glad we're on the same page with that. That would be something nice to do. We can pray about that one.
Put a bug in Randy's ear about that would be fun.
Yeah, I was going to say – who's going to mention it to Prophet Randy?
He's used to me coming up with wild stuff, though.
I nominate you, Jeannie. Yeah, we're voting for you. Voting for me. But I think, you know, when God's timing is set, I believe it, you know, it'll happen. It'll happen. Yep. So
I think it will. You know, and God, I absolutely think it will. Think he would actually like the idea, honestly.
Okay. Maybe nobody's ever suggested it, so you can say I'm in agreement.
I live the furthest away.
I live a long way away, so. Yeah, there's nobody on my end anymore, I don't think. Well, Mother Ruth, she was over on our side, on this side, but I think everybody else is in Texas. Yeah.
Well, now I guess, where is Felicia in Florida? Or
Felicia?
Where's Felicia at? Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know Felicia was in Texas. You know, I had a dream about her a few weeks ago, and I haven't got to talk to her since then. But a few weeks ago, I had a dream about that had Felicia in it, and she had a following. There were people... There was like a group of, there were people following her that were following her just like to hear the words alive. And it was like everywhere she went. Yeah. It was like everywhere she went, she had this following of people that were just waiting, you know, to hear the word of the Lord and waiting to hear like about God. But it was like a following of people that were, that just wherever she went, they followed her.
Well, that's good. She would probably really want to hear that. Praise God.
I haven't got to talk to her since then. If you do talk to her, you can talk, you know, I mean, just tell her.
I really don't.
Really
don't. And it would be I think it would be encouraging for her to know that. I just think that, I don't know, she probably would really appreciate that, that word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess I could just text it to Randy and have him send it to her. I kept thinking there for a while that I'd get an opportunity to talk to her, and I haven't gotten to in a few weeks.
Well, I do have her number, so I could text her. But, yeah, she's in Texas.
Okay.
I think she's somewhere near Dallas.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say Dallas. I can be in Dallas in, well, about 2 hours, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know,
so
depending on which way
in?
I go.
We're
east of Dallas, about 2 hours. Hour and a half,
hours,
something like that, about 2 hours.
Okay. Yeah, I do like that.
And
say,
a little
like,
bit north. A little.
Big state.
It is. But we're just a little, you know, I'm almost due east of Randy. You know, he's in Garland. I might be a little bit further north, but not very much. So, you know, it's basically East Texas. Some would call it more of Northeast Texas. But like I said, from Randy, I'm about 2 hours east and just higher north.
Oh, okay. So I don't know why I was thinking that Terrence and Tanisha were near Dallas. So they're not?
They are, but they're kind of up above it. I think they're in Aubrey. I think they are because that's Horse Cooper USA. So they're kind of north of Dallas area.
Okay. Wow. I've got to get out there and see Dallas. I mean, my son went out to Texas, I think a year or two. Well, he's going to the wedding in December, so he said, "Ma, I won't be there for Christmas. I'm going to Dallas." And I was thinking, and he's been out there before, but he said it's just very different from what we're used to. You know, it's a whole different, you know, like, look, you know. We're here with the...
I've never been to Georgia, never, ever. I think Louisiana is the furthest I've been that direction. I've been up in been through Mississippi and into Tennessee, but I've never traveled around that much. I've got a lot I need to see.
Yeah, there's a lot I would love to see. I'm originally from Florida, so I've been in Georgia for like 22 years, and I can't believe that I've been here this long. And personally never had any real desire to come to Georgia. I just ended up here. I loved my city, so I cried for 10 years when I left Orlando. So, but never been west. So,
well, Dallas traffic, man, I hate it, but I love Fort Worth. But the Dallas traffic is just a nightmare.
Oh, really? Well, I can understand that.
Of course, I'm used to smaller towns.
Yeah, and I've gotten used to it now, especially with the pandemic. I'm really, you know, I'm kind of happy that I'm where I am instead of being in a major city. So God is amazing.
Right.
He really knows how to position
us.
He really is. Yeah, he really does. Well, all right, we've nominated you, Jeannie. I've
not a problem. He's used to me texting him stupid stuff, so.
I mean, it would just be an exciting thing, you know. Like,
It would be a blast.
Yeah.
And there's so many places around here where they have cabins and lakes and all kinds of stuff, you know. I mean, there's just lots of places that would be a lot of fun. But yeah, he's used to me coming up with wild stuff, so.
Okay.
I'm surprised he hadn't blocked me from his phone already.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's awesome, Ben. Well, all I can say, Jeannie, you're positioned well, and you're that situation, even though we see it, you know, it was a natural situation, I just sense there's just something else God is doing there, too, you know. So you're just positioned and blessed.
Well, I receive it. And I thank you, Lord, for healing and everything else. Thank you, God.
Amen.
God is good.
Amen. Yeah. He's waiting on you. Hey, your land can be anything. It's your land. It could be your life, your physical land, everything. Everything connected with you is your land. You know, so we just thank you, Lord, for you raining on Jeannie, on her land, her life, her physical land, whatever she's connected to, and that it's flourishing in the name of Jesus. It's flourishing in the name of Jesus. We just thank you for it.
Hallelujah.
Thank
it's your land.
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
But I
yes.
have so enjoyed visiting with you. I know I need to let you go. You've got other callers. But I have so enjoyed getting to visit with you.
Yes, me too, because I don't visit much with many. So thank you for calling.
Yeah, well, you've got my phone number. You can call me anytime you want to.
Okay, let me see. Let me find it. Okay, I see it. All right, so.
Just write it down. Yeah, write it down or whatever. You've got my phone number. You can call me anytime.
And I will text you mine or call you and give you mine. It'll be a 912 number.
Okay. Yeah, just text it to me and I'll put you in my phone.
All right, Jeannie. All right, continue to
You be
flourish.
Blessed, girl.
All right, you too.
Thank you. Thank you.
All
right. Talk to you later.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Good night. Amen. God is good. He's so good. And I stay amazed. Amen. So let's go to, where am I? Let me see what I've got in here. All right, let's go to 605-390.
Hello, Carla from Arkansas.
Hi, Carla from Arkansas. How are you today?
I'm all right. How about you?
I'm doing good. Praise God. Just thank God for everything. Praise you, Jesus. So, Carla from Arkansas. Thank you. Father God, we just thank you for Carla's life. You know, Carla, as you were coming on, I saw you gathering sticks. What in the world is this? You know, I just saw you gathering things. It's like, Lord, just what does this mean? You're gathering. She's gathering things. So, Father, I just released this. It's almost like maybe being in search of and gathering the things that God has already given you. It's almost like you're gathering things to build. You're gathering things to compile something for the Lord, for your life. You're gathering things. You're compiling things. You're bringing things together for a purpose, for a building, for something for the Lord, building and gathering. So, Lord, I don't know what that means. I just see her out. And it's almost like, Carla, you're in a place where there isn't a whole lot that you can gather. But whatever it is that you have seen, that you've seen there's value in it, I see you gathering it for a work, gathering it for a building, gathering it for things that will be needed for you in the future, whether it be spiritual, whether it be physical. It's a season of you gathering things that you might be able to use these things for betterment for you and others. You're gathering. And so, Lord, I thank you for her faithfulness and her diligence to be in search of things that are valuable, to gather them. Even in this place that I see that you're in, there's not a whole lot of things that look to be lush, or even in that, it's almost like you're still faithful to gather it for a purpose, gather it for use. Lord, I don't know what that means, but we just thank you for her gathering these things for your glory. And we just give you honor and praise in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And that was pretty odd.
Well, I'm not quite sure what it means. I'm going to have to pray about that. But I do know that I've been going through a lot of mess for years. And I know that right now with everything that's going on in my life, some people have told me that I'm like in the pruning stage, the wilderness stage, which is not fun, and it's really hard, and that might have something to do with it. Sometimes I just feel like giving up, but I just keep pressing forward, and so
yeah,
trying to figure out.
Yeah, that was a pretty rugged-looking place you were in. It didn't have anything going on. But whatever that was of value, it seems like you were trying to decipher whether to get it and build something from it. It reminded me of, let's see, a better visual. You know, just somebody that you're out. I didn't see anybody with you. I didn't really see anything going on. Just like you were in a very, very hard place, a very dry place. But in spite of it being, you know, dry and not looking very pleasant or desirable for habitation, you were finding things that you could gather in this place that might have some value, even in the midst of things that look to be of no value. You were just going right through this place that had no sense of value to it as far as growth or life, but you were able to find value in some things, and you were kind of like picking them out. You know, you were looking for the things that were of value in an area that didn't seem, or a place that it didn't seem like there was a whole lot of things of value. But you were gathering stuff.
I can probably see that, because I just keep pressing forward, and I'm trying real hard to find the positive in all this and to see what God's trying to teach me and what I need to let go of and what I need to, you know, work on or whatever. And, you know, one of them, of course, has been my marriage. That's mm-hmm. been a pretty difficult trial for a few years now, and trying to figure out if that's worth saving or not, or if that's one of those things that kind of need to go.
Oh, wow.
So there's just been a lot. So I can see that, but it's been a pretty rough, it's been pretty rough place I've been in for a little bit now, and it's not fun. And I keep thinking, okay, I keep feeling like I go around the same mountain all the time, and I'm trying to figure my way out of this mess. And it's
right.
But I know God is changing me. He's changing the way I look at a lot of things, and he's, you know, teaching me how not to act out of my emotions and think more and look at things differently and stuff like that. I know he's doing that, and just a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot, and it's there. Whatever you were gathering, you were determined to make use of it. You know, I mean, even the place where it looks like there was very little that could be used for any good, you were finding something in the rubble. It's almost, and I hate to say it, but I mean, now that you said what you said, you know, I just feel a release. Have you ever seen, like, people who are, or pictures of people who are in a place where it just looks like it's a garbage dump?
Yeah.
And they're sort of like going through the rubbish to like try to find what's valuable in it.
Yeah, I have a feeling that's probably talking about my marriage. Honestly, because it's been a garbage can. I'm trying to see the good in it, but there hasn't really been any.
Yeah.
And
well,
I keep trying to pick out
yeah.
good because, you know, I keep just telling myself, you know, I thought this was the right thing. And bottom line is, he's a narcissist and he's a little bit off the chain. And I keep trying to see the good in him. And there's not much good, honestly. So,
well,
and that's one of the things I've been trying to do. You know, I've been praying about it. And, you know, I'm like, okay, God, I don't know. Because we're kind of unequally yoked, too, which is making it hard. Because I'm seeking after God and he's seeking after alcohol. And
okay.
It's kind of off on the, you know, and I guess there's part of me knowing that I can't, but I think there's part of me that wants to try to save him, and he's got to be willing, and I don't think he is. And so that's where I'm at right now. I just, you know, I'm not sure if it's even worth trying or if it's, you know, so I've been just trying to pray about that, and I think I got my answer, but I want to make sure that I'm hearing from God and not just myself.
Yeah, I understand that. And, you know, also as far as with the marriage, you know, whatever God, you know, directs you to do in that situation, it's almost like I sense that the Lord wants to tell you is that it's not just, I mean, of course it's a bad situation, but he wants you to realize that whatever little bit of good that you got out of it, you can gather that to build and go forward. And,
right.
You know, we can look at situations and say, well, I learned this from that situation, or I got this out of that situation. Yeah, it was a garbage dump. Yes, it was a barren land. Yes, it didn't produce a whole lot of good in my life. But what little there was that, you know, because when you think about it, and I really didn't want to say it because basically that's what I was kind of seeing, like rubbish, you know, an area where just stuff just, it just wasn't, nothing hardly was there. But even in that, it was like you were trying to take the pieces that were of some benefit and gather them. And it's almost like I sense that the Lord wants to tell you that, yes, this is a hard place, and it's been a rough place, and it's been rubbish, just like what you said. But gather what you can from it, whether it be experiences, whether it be life lessons, whether it being, you know, whatever that got you through that you need to cling on to move you to the next place, gather those things together out of the rubbish. Because the Word of God tells us, from the, he will give us beauty from the ashes. You know, Isaiah talks about the beauty for ashes, you know. And so take that beauty from the ashes. What little bit it might be, take it. And God says, I believe he's going to do something beautiful out of it. I've been there. I know. I don't even know how to, some situations I got out of, but God, you know, he did it. And so, yeah, I don't know. I didn't want to really say like a rubbish or a garbage dump, but that's kind of like what I was seeing.
That's okay. I just, you know, I have confirmation for several things, but, you know, I'm just, I don't like being in this place, and I want out of
it. No, who does? No.
And, you know, I know, like, I'm in Arkansas right now and trying to figure out, okay, what's God's plan for my life? And I sold my house, and I'm in Arkansas in a camper. And, I mean, it's a nice camper. It's got a fireplace and everything, but it's like I'm at a standstill. Everything I've done to try to get out of here ain't working. And I'm a nurse, and, you know, nursing jobs are a dime a dozen. And I've filled out hundreds of applications in Tennessee where my son and my sister are, and not one phone call. And I'm like,
really?
I just finally got, I said, okay, God, I guess you want me here for a reason. So I'm just going to stop for a minute because this is getting really irritating. And so I'm just like, okay, but I'm kind of, I don't have friends here. I don't. Now that me and my husband is split up, I don't have family. I'm just kind of here by myself. So when I go to work, I'm at work. But when I come home, it's just me and God. And I think maybe that's where he's wanting me at right now.
Yeah, it could be. You never know. Yeah. Well, Lord, we just pray for Carla's peace. And, Lord, that this season where she is alone, you know, solitude, you know, Lord, you're there with her, and
I just ask God that you make your presence known, you know, to her in a way that maybe she's never experienced it before. And, Lord, we just pray for the situation in regards to the spouse. And, Lord, you know him. You know everything about him. And, God, we just ask that you just begin to do a work. Maybe Carla won't see it, you know, regardless of where he is or where she is. But, God, we still ask that a work be done. Do a work in her, you know, heal the broken places, you know, help her to get through the season. And, Lord, I just thank you for this season where she can just access you at a deeper place, a deeper level than she ever has before because of this place of solitude and this place of quietness. Lord, let it not be a place of loneliness, but let it be a place of aloneness with you. Because, Lord, you speak in the quiet places. You speak in thunder. You speak in places where there's noise, but in that quiet place, speak to her heart and give her everything that she needs before. You know, I just sense to tell you, Carla, there's some things that are going to come up and are going to open up for you. But it's like God is preparing you. It's like kind of like the word that I talked about earlier tonight, where God is positioning you to be able to go into this next place by what he's doing in the place you're at right now. So it's more of a positioning, a place of positioning you to be ready to access the things that he's going to present to you. And how are you going to get to that place? It's going to be in that solitary place with God, where he's going to speak some things that he was not, you couldn't really hear or discern what he was saying in another season at another time because it was too much going on. And it's almost like I just feel led to tell you that's why some things have not opened up to you, because God has not fully prepared you to move to that next place. He's still working some stuff out in you, and he's still positioning you to move to the next place that he's taking you to. So, Lord, we thank you for patience. We thank you for peace that surpasses all understanding, that when she is positioned and ready to move, you're just going to open some doors that's going to cause her to even be in awe of what you're about to do in this next season, because she had this time with you of aloneness, but not loneliness. So we thank you for the things that you have in store for Carla in this next season. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah, I kind of have figured that out. But I'm glad for the confirmation, because that makes me understand a little better.
Amen, amen. Yeah, we always have to just kind of look back, you know, or look at the situation like, you know, God knows where we are. I mean, he's not a cruel God. He's going to punish us. And especially when we're trying to walk with him and according to the plan that he has for our lives. He knows when to open doors. He knows when to close doors. He knows how to direct us in whatever place we need to go. And he doesn't miss a beat. You know, we can't, there's nothing that can outwit him. There's nothing that can outthink him. So that's when we know we need to rest in him. Because in spite of what it looks like, God is in control. He knows exactly what to do when we have submitted, you know, our will and our way to him. And that's kind of like what I sense God is saying to you. He knows exactly when you need to go, where you need to go. He knows what needs to be done in and through you to get you to the place that he's calling you to. So be at peace.
Right.
I just think that when you get to a full understanding and you're resting in that place, you're going to see some stuff happen.
Right.
You're going to see that happened. There's some anxiety still there with you. And that's, you know, when we are operating with anxiety, there's a door open that the enemy can get in and kind of mess with stuff. But when we're truly submitted and have released it to the Lord, that closes the door on the enemy's snares and plots to ensnare us again. And so he won't move us when we're operating at that place. He'll keep us there until we're ready and we have everything, you know, released to him so that we can go to where he needs us to be. You know, it's like saying, for instance, like, you know, we have a child and we know that child really is not at the level to go to a certain place. Well, Johnny's not old enough to go to the store. He's only 3. I can't trust him to go down the block. Why? Because there's some stuff that's not developed in him, and there's some fear and some anxiety about even being out of my presence. So I'm not going to send him even down the block. Why? Because it could be an entrapment for him. He's not ready. And it's kind of like, you know, that's how God looks at us. He knows when we're ready to take on the next thing. So that's just kind of because he's Father. So rest in God knowing exactly what needs to take place, when it needs to take place. And I believe once you release that, you're going to start to see some things shift. There's some things that are going to open up to you. I really believe that.
I believe that too.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, we'll just look for it. We're going to be expectant. We're expecting it. Expectancy. We're going to look for it. Amen. All mm-hmm. right. Well, I hope you feel
well,
a little bit better after that.
I do.
Amen. Amen. All right, Carl, is there anything else?
Nope. I think that's it.
Amen.
I appreciate
it. Well, I can kind of sense it in your voice. You just rest in that, stay in that place.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Carla. Well, we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Okay.
All right. Well, good night. Enjoy your rest of your night.
You too. Thanks.
All right. Good night. Amen. God is a good shepherd. 11111. Who am I speaking with? Who are you calling?
Hi, God bless you. Another Texan.
I was like, is this Barbara?
Carmen.
Carmen. Carmen, oh, I was another Texan because I think she's in Texas too.
I think the majority of Blog Talk is from Texas.
Yeah, and you know what? I had mentioned you earlier when Jeannie was on. Were you listening?
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah.
Yeah, I said Carmen's in Texas. Yeah, I'm the only lone one over here in Southeast Georgia.
Oh, it's beautiful over there.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, we always wanted to be somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's not my home. And so my mother, when I was growing up, she told me, because she was born and raised in Georgia, when she was real small, and she said, one thing, if you go to Georgia, just drive straight through. Don't stop. You don't need to be in Georgia. So when she died in Georgia, but she had Alzheimer's. She really didn't know. I don't really think it was Alzheimer's, but anyway, she didn't know where she was anyway. So my mom would have choked me had she known that I brought her to Georgia, when she said, never go to Georgia. Don't even stop. Keep riding through. So, yeah, kind of strange.
I love people from Georgia. They're beautiful people. I had a girlfriend many years ago, and we still keep in touch. She was from Georgia. Sweet lady. Very, you know, sweet. North Carolina, the people from Georgia, you know, down from the south. I love it.
I love that kind of
people.
They're so sweet.
Yeah. Aw. Well, yeah. Yeah. It took me a while, Carmen. It took me a while because it was so different. I'm in a very small town. The town is small. It's connected to another town that's really, you know, a little bit bigger. But you're talking about culture shock. Oh, my goodness. I thought I was going to die. You know, I cried for 10 years when I moved here. Every time I would cross the Florida-Georgia line, I would cry. So, anyway. But let's pray for you.
Well, it grows on you. That happened to me when I moved here. And I'm like, I would ask my ex-husband, why are we here again? Every once in a while, I'm like, why don't we move? But it grew on me, and I love the people. And over time, you know, it grows on you. You get rooted in that place. Mm-hmm.
It does.
I heard you playing
more and more.
The goodness of God.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where you get that?
Well, you know, he's showing me more and more just what you just said. You know, I've become more connected, and I'm so involved with what he's doing here, you know, in many ways. So, yeah, I know it was, you know, it wasn't my decision to move here, but, you know, I know mm-hmm. God is, you know, he has a way of just positioning us where he wants us. We may not know how we got there, but, what can you do? So, anyway, well, let me pray for you, and then we can jabber a little bit. All right, well, Father, you know, as we were talking, Carmen, I just saw you dancing, and I saw you with the jubilance, you know, of the Lord. You know, it's like, I don't know, you were excited, you're dancing, you're excited about what God is doing. It's like a new, a newness of something, an expectancy of things. And you're in a season of rejoicing, you know, of what God is doing and what he's done and what you're expecting him to do. It's a lightheartedness about you right now. You know, there are some seasons that I sense that you've gone through that part of your rejoicing has to do with what God has brought you through over the last years. And it's more of a place of understanding that because of God and what he's done, I can rejoice. I can dance before the Lord. I can just lift up hands, holy hands to him and thank him and be in gratitude for the things that he's brought me through over the last year. So it's like God has brought you to a place that there's just a better understanding of how magnificent God is and how he works things out in spite of what it appears to be in the natural. It's like you have a deeper revelation of that now and a more lightheartedness about the things that are going on and that are happening because you have accepted the things that God has done and you're rejoicing in the fact that you turn things over to God. And because of that, you're able to rejoice. You're able to enjoy God at a place and at a different level than you had previously because you understand his faithfulness. You understand his goodness and you understand his preservation of your life and the lives of those who are connected to you, with you because you know your God. So we thank you for that tonight. We thank you for Carmen being excited about you, God, excited about your faithfulness, excited about your goodness, and excited about you bringing her through some things that she's had to deal with over the years. But now is a season of jubilee. Now is a season to rejoice. And we thank you for that, Father. And we give you glory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Well, I'll take the Jubilee and anything else anybody else doesn't want.
You're being greedy.
Oh, yes, girl.
You got to be. Give it to me. You don't want it. I'll take it.
You are, and you're excited to take it, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Lord, only that they don't want it. Give it to me.
Oh,
because I see it. I see people, you know, God is giving them stuff, and they want to be, you know, in a place where God doesn't want them, and they don't see it. So, I mean, you know, until you accept it and receive it, you can't do anything. It's like you try to help some people, and I know this one lady, and no matter what we've done through the years, and she just likes being in that place. And so, I mean, until she decides that she wants what God wants for her, she's not going to change. Right?
Yeah, you're right.
So I'm like, okay, all right, let me know when you're ready. So meanwhile,
well, okay.
I'm taking whatever anybody doesn't want. Yeah. Amen. Hey, you played a song earlier, The Goodness
what
of God.
Song? Oh, I love
the
that
The Goodness
song,
of God.
Woo! That just did something to me tonight. Oh, my God.
Where'd you get that one?
I used to listen to that song all the time. Oh, Lord. Where do you get it from?
Where do you play it from?
It's on the list.
I put that there 2 weeks ago.
I have it on here.
I was
going to
play it last night, and I didn't.
Oh, really? Yeah, I put it on here because this guy on here, AJ, Goodness of God, I put this on maybe a year ago, maybe about a year ago.
Well, I put it two weeks ago. That's from Jen Johnson. She's the one that sings that.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Love it. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, she's very anointed.
I felt that so down in my bones today. I mean, as I was playing that tonight, and I had heard it earlier this week, and then I was like, oh. And then I heard it, I played it tonight, and I'm telling you,
Yeah, I've been
all
playing that
my life.
Too.
Yeah, he's been faithful. All my life, you've been faithful, God. And then I started to just see, Carmen, I just began to see the places that God had delivered me from. You know, never had I felt what I felt tonight. I had not visited that place in so many years where I knew that the enemy was trying to snuff me out. He literally was trying to kill me. And it was like when I played
that
song tonight.
That's when you know your blessings are. That's when you know your blessings are close.
God.
When the enemy gives you a hard time. And that's for everybody that's listening. Whenever the enemy is attacking you so much, you know something's right around the corner because he is, he's adamant in trying to get you down and away from the things of God. Because he sees what you can't see sometimes in the spirit. He sees the angels bringing all the blessings. You know, we just got to keep on moving forward and not letting him distract us.
And that's definitely, you know, so, definitely so. But, you know, I really felt that so tonight, like, you know, when, you know, you think about where God has brought you from, you know, woo, and you know that it was God's faithfulness and his mercy that just kept you, you know. I just felt that all over me tonight when I was playing that song. And, you know, honestly, Carmen, I could have died in my mother's womb. And I'm not just saying it just to be saying it, but I know from the time of conception for me that the enemy has been trying to take me out ever since. And just thinking and hearing that song just reminded me again, you know, especially tonight, that he's faithful, you know, and he's kept me. And so true, you know, when God has his hand on your life. And that's why it's so important that we walk in obedience. It's so important that we stay in the right position and our heart in the right position with God, because when we do, it keeps the enemy at bay. It keeps the enemy away. The blood, you know, when the enemy comes and he accuses us, and even when Jesus said, you know, there's nothing in me, you have nothing in me, Satan, you have nothing in me, you know, because first of all, the blood covers it. And that's where I am, under the blood. But, yeah, that just really, I don't know, tonight was just different with that song. I love that song.
I like another one that she sings, In Your Presence. That's a beautiful one.
Is that one on the list here? Do you know?
No, I haven't put that one on the list, but maybe I'll do that one day.
I don't know how
but
to
feel
do that. I'll have to get your number and send you a list and have you add some songs. I don't know how to add songs.
Yeah, I've added a lot of songs. I also have one that everybody likes, Healing. That's from Bianca, Blanca.
I played that tonight. You didn't hear it?
Did you? That's one of the ones that I downloaded. Everybody loves that one.
Yeah, I played that when I first came
on. Yeah, I played
that
one last night.
Oh, God is speaking. Because I played that first.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I played it yesterday, yeah. And another one that I love, my grandkids love, Stomp from Kirk Franklin, because it's like, it reminds me of the movie The Passion of the Christ, where Jesus stomped on the enemy's head.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Amen.
So when
we're
stomping
on
the enemy's head.
Yeah, we're still stomping.
Yeah.
Hey, what do you think about what Jeannie said about the reunion?
Oh, we've been talking about that for years. When what's her name? Cheryl from Florida. She used to have a show years ago. And we've talked about
Prophet
that.
Randy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went.
Huh?
Yeah, he did go to Florida though. Prophet Randy did go to Florida.
Yeah, but this was years ago that we all talked about it, where, you know, we were all wanting to do some kind of reunion. This was way before Kenny.
Okay.
It was when
okay.
Terrence and Tanisha started, you know, on the show, because they were from Pennsylvania, I think they were, and then they moved to Texas.
And
we were all on the show before, and so we talked about that, but nothing ever happened. Nothing ever occurred with that.
Well, I know that.
Yeah, we might do that.
That would be nice. I know some years before that Prophet Randy did go to Florida and do some meetings that were connected with what Cheryl and I think Iris at the time was on the show.
Yeah,
Iris
passed away. Yeah.
Oh, she did? I didn't know that.
I think so. I think that's what I heard. That's Cheryl's spiritual mother.
Okay. Well, yeah, because he did go to, I think, Lakeland area, because I remember them talking about Carpenter's Home Church, and that was in Lakeland. I don't know if it's still Carpenter's Home Church or not, but anyway. Well, maybe God is saying this is a season. That would be awesome. That would be awesome.
Mm. Yeah. I just feel that there's, before the end of the year, there's things going to happen. I'm not sure what it is, but I just sense that. I think there's a turnaround starting next month. I'm sensing, you know, there's going to be some things happening for the body of Christ. So, be expecting.
Yeah, I am.
You know?
I'm expecting. I believe we're transitioning into something, something that God has prepared for us. It will be transitioning into that place. I've sensed that.
Yeah.
And then there's a word that's been released. I think Prophet Randy, I caught him one night, maybe about a week ago,
or a little longer, saying something about, since seems like he was saying something like he was sensing a shift or something. I don't know, because I don't really get to listen much anymore. But it seems like
next month, you know that there's two calendars. There's the Jewish calendar and there's the Gregorian calendar. We are, the rest of the world is mainly in that Gregorian calendar. Other parts of the world, they're in other, but the Jews, they have followed that Jewish calendar, that Hebrew calendar. And so the new year starts next month in September.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So I got a feeling that new year, that newness, something has to do with what God, you know. I mean, I don't follow. I listen to some of the things that, you know, the Jewish things that follow, but, you know, I'm not into that. You know, there are lessons that we can learn, you know, so that we understand the word of God better. But there's something about the calendar that, you know, it's in God's timeline, you know, that the Jews follow somehow. Even the Bible is based on that Hebrew calendar. And so we can't go by the Gregorian calendar because it won't line up exactly. But if you follow the Hebrew calendar, you're going to find that the things that are in the Word of God line up with that. So I just don't understand it. I sense the Lord is going to be bringing vindication. But we have to line up, and we have to be lined up in the things of God, you know, in order to receive. It's almost like, you know, you're under a cloud that's raining. If you're not under that cloud, you're not going to get rained on.
And it's funny that you say that. Yeah, because I think, it's funny you say that, because I guess you probably didn't catch the first part of when I came on, because that's when I played that song that we mentioned, the healing. But, you know, it's funny you're bringing that up, because that's what the whole word was about before I played that song, right after, was that being positioned, you know, positioned to receive what God has for us. And it's a heart position. Our heart needs to be positioned.
Exactly. Ooh, that's
to
good.
Receive. Yeah, this is the season, and that's what I talked about when I first got on, our heart being positioned to receive what God has for us in the season.
No, I wasn't at the beginning.
So that's where we are. So you came right back in and brought that up. So this is God really, I believe, releasing and speaking this tonight. It's so important. Like never before, we are to understand. Because I read a couple of scriptures and, I even gave the definition of being positioned. You know, it was like, where is it? Yeah, just we have to be set. Positioned means to be stationed somewhere, to be standing, to be settled, to be oriented and laid out for a position. For a situation, we have to be positioned and stationed there so that God, and that's what the position means. So we need to understand that. And it's a position of our heart. That's what it means, that our heart needs to be in right standing with God so that we can access what he wants us to have in this season. So, yeah, I talked about that earlier, and that's something the Lord had just really given me to kind of mention tonight, because I had a vision some years ago, kind of an open vision of seeing these cargo ships, and I saw it again recently. The Lord brought it to my mind, these cargo ships that were coming into port, and I remember the Lord, you know, like I'm like looking at it, and he's like, this is important because they're coming. But you won't be able to receive what I have unless you're positioned to receive it when they come. So it's almost like God is bringing this around again, like he's bringing something into a season that we need to be positioned to receive it. You know, our heart
it's
needs
just
to
like
be positioned.
Like the wine skins.
if you don't have the right wineskins, new wineskins, to take that wine in, it'll bust the old wineskins because
mm-hmm.
it's not flexible.
Yes.
And so
mm-hmm.
those wineskins are hearing of the word of God. If we don't position ourselves and allow ourselves to be teachable, to be taught what God wants us to know and allow him to change our hearts, what he's giving us, we're not going to be able to receive it. We're not going to understand it. So we
no.
have to position ourselves to receive. And so we have to spend time with the Lord to allow him to prepare us, you know, to change our wineskins to be able to receive that wine. Amen? You know,
yeah,
our
amen.
Hearts, our hearing, you know, so it's there's something about that song, The Healing, and the reason why I placed it on our archives. The young lady that sings that song, she's Puerto Rican, and she
mm-hmm.
was married, and she went through a lot of stuff, divorce and stuff, right when she was at the point of getting ready to, you know, be known in
wow.
the world with her music. Her mother died also during that transition. And she, you know, while her mother was dying, her mother says, no, you go on. You do what you know to do. You know, she was on tour and she was doing different things. And it hurt her a lot. And so that's why I'm saying a lot of times when you're getting bombarded with attacks on the side, it's the enemy to try to
yeah.
sidetrack you, to stop you from moving. And look at her now. The Lord is using
mm-hmm.
her in ministry. With songs. Jeannie, I feel that she is a minister, and she said that she ministers in song, and that is ministry. That is ministry.
Yes,
and she
is.
Said something about her having all these attacks, and that's part of it. That's what the enemy does. So thinking that's strange when all these things happen to you, and just keep moving. Just keep moving
mm-hmm.
and know that God has a purpose. And the enemy knows it, and he wants to stop you. So even with the song Healing, that's what she went through. She went through a period of healing, and she kept moving through. And look, now God is using her mightily through song, the song Healing. And that's why I
awesome.
Love that song. I played it last night. Yeah, and so that's not a coincidence that you played it. That's the Spirit of God right there trying to let people know.
Yeah.
Sometimes God repeats things. He repeats things to get it
and
into
it's important.
People to understand.
It's important. Yeah, it's important when
mm-hmm.
we notice that he repeats things as well, because that's a sign, right? Something is God does it again. He's trying to get our attention, basically.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And so, you know,
I had
read, what was it, Psalm 35, and in the last part of it says, he takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. So, and before this is, let the Lord be magnified. So he's magnified by causing us to prosper, because, and he takes pleasure in that. Why? Because God is magnified in that. When we, his servants, you know, have received what we need to receive, and that, you know, it's a testimony to what God has done, it's magnifying the Lord, and he takes pleasure in us receiving because he is magnified. So it's not like, Psalms 84:11 says, no good thing will he withhold from those who walk uprightly. You know, he won't withhold anything from those who walk upright before him. So when we walk with that, knowing that we're doing all that we've been told to do, and we're obedient, we can expect God to move on our behalf. And there's nothing wrong with that. I don't know why people sometimes think that there's something wrong with walking with an expectancy that God will do something for them. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that at all. That's what he wants. He wants us to
Amen.
Expect. You know, that gives
exactly.
honor to who he is, you know.
That attracts. The blessings, actually.
Amen.
When we're expecting.
Amen.
When we're expecting. That's
yes.
what God loves. Oh, my daughter's expecting here. You know, I mean, it's just like us with our children. When we know our children are expecting something, it gives us pleasure to give
mm.
them.
Amen.
You know,
amen.
It's unmerited favor. We don't deserve, but God gives it to us anyway.
Yes, he does, because you know what, Carmen, if it wasn't for the blood, there would have been a lot of things that I would have missed out on. If it had not been for the blood. And so I am just so thankful, for the goodness of God.
Thank you,
amen.
Jesus.
Amen. Yes. He's good.
Yes.
Good.
Well, I won't keep you anymore, so you can take another caller. I know that you're light up.
I've got a few more. I've got one with the hand. If you want me to pray with you, press one, and I'll see your hand go up. I've got another caller here, though. But thank you, Carmen. I'm so glad you were listening in.
All right.
So now we've got two of you all who can kind of talk to Prophet Randy about a reunion or a get-together.
All right. God bless.
All right. God bless you. Have a great evening. Rest of it. Or day. Enjoy. Right. So, amen. Let's go to 251. 229. Who am I speaking with? Where are you calling from?
Hi. This is Sarah calling from Alabama.
Hello, Sarah from Alabama. You're always one of my last callers. I know sometimes I was like, Sarah, I wasn't sure if that was you or not, but I know sometimes you're kind of tired when you get on. We had you waiting so long.
That's okay.
Well, I'm glad you were able to get on. So, amen. Let's pray for you. And I was talking, and this word came to my mind, multiplicity of things. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you for the multiplicity of things that, you know, that you are you have bestowed upon Sarah. I got interrupted by that recording that came on. You can't hear it, but I can hear it. It's like I've got 90 seconds. It's like it's going to try to shut it off, but not yet. But anyway, thank you, Father, for the multiplicity of things that you have bestowed upon Sarah, that you have given her access to, because, you know, it's almost like God says, I'm doing it because I can trust Sarah. I can trust Sarah with a multiplicity of things. And it's almost like God wanting you to step out in faith. I don't know if he's been speaking to you about some things to do, Sarah, maybe with ministry or with work. But it's almost like God is saying, I've given you these things because I can trust you with these things. And so, Lord, we just thank you tonight that I don't know what you're speaking to her about in particular, but whatever it is that you've laid upon her heart that would even be beneficial to her and beneficial to the kingdom, that, Lord, you have trusted her with a multiplicity of things, and that the Lord is wanting you to understand that it's not something that you have come up on your own, in your own thought, to do, but that some of this stuff, what you're thinking, God has already given you to do. So he is giving you, it's almost like the green light to say, yes, I've given you a multiplicity of things, and you're to put your hand to them, and you're supposed to do them with faith and know that it's God that's calling you to that place. So, Lord, we just thank you for that, and we give you glory in Jesus' name.
Amen. Well, to the glory of God. To the glory of God.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. So you got something you want to do for the Lord, or something you had in your mind to do?
Well, right now, you know, my mom passed away, so it's been
right.
A year. It made a year,
wow.
August the 24th. Yeah. So, it's time flies, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And so, I'm still living in it's like the home my mother and I and my daughter lived in. So it was like I saw this home, another home besides the one I'm living in, and I was like, oh, that is so cute. Maybe I should move out of here and move into another home. And I'm like, why am I looking at that house? But, you know, my sister was like, well, it's up to you, you know. If that's what you're getting, you know, the notion of is going ahead and moving into another area, it's up to you, but I can always stay here. And so that's been on my mind, as well as, so I don't know if the Lord's leading me in that direction and giving me the green light in that direction, or as far as my job. You know, it's like, I wanted to do something, whereas I'm doing two things. So I'm just kind of, I've got my hands in several different places right now. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, just be led by the Spirit of God, you know. Some of this stuff, I guess what I'm picking up is that God has positioned you to have your hand in some stuff, and he's involved. So it's kind of like you trying to hear from the Lord as far as what it is, you know, that he is giving you instructions to move forward into. So, yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah. You know, I just really have compliments about PGM because he uses everyone and uniquely. Everybody is used by the Spirit of God, you know, uniquely. And what I mean by that is that everybody has their own way in which the Lord uses them. Like the Lord uses you to say, yeah. The Lord uses you and Prophet Randy especially in the ministry itself to speak upon people prophetically. And not only me, but to others, you know. And I'm just thankful to the Lord for that. And especially Prophet Randy, because he doesn't put a price tag on things and say, okay, since I've just spoken into your life, I want 100 or 50 or whatever. God uses him so much, and he's going to continue to be blessed in that arena. Everybody that's on PGM, matter of fact.
Well, I'm just thankful to be a part, you know, of what God is. I mean, I'm just amazed. I'm always amazed when I get on here. I'm just amazed. Because I come on and I'm thinking, well, what are you going to do tonight, God? Okay. I don't have anything. You know, I mean, it's like, I don't have anything. It's like, I'm looking to you, so what are you going to do tonight? And so interesting, too, because I've heard Prophet Randy kind of say the same thing. You know, like, he gets on, and it's like, you know, okay, you know, what are you going to do tonight, guys? You know, it's as big a surprise to me as it is to you all, because I'm thinking, well, I don't really have anything. You know, my thing is that that's very important to me. And, you know, not trying to brag or do anything to lift me up at all. But, you know, I do try to, you know, as much as possible, I just try to live a life that gives honor to God. So I say, God, if I can live a life that gives honor to you, and that will allow me to be used more by you, and that's what I want to do. And I want to continue to die to myself. And I'm not dead to myself, Sarah, you know, and none of us really are. But I know that it's very important to die to yourself if you want God to live greater in your life. It's so important. And to be honest with you, Sarah, I haven't died enough. You know, I know that myself. I haven't died enough because I believe when I'm completely dead of things that would cause some kind of stagnation in my life that's caused that or causing that. Once I'm dead to that, that's when God can really come forth and do the things that he really wants to do in my life. And I'm not there. So I'm just thankful for what he is doing with a person who is a little messed up, you know? We're all messed up. And so I'm just really amazed that we would take someone who I'm trying, you know. I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't think I'm doing too much that would be displeasing to the Lord, but I'm not doing enough. Even in that, I'm not doing enough. And so I'm here on earth. We're walking in these natural bodies, you know, so there's always going to be some issues. But, you know, I try to live a clean life before the Lord, and I know that that's important to be used by God. And I just want more. I just want more. So I just thank God for, you know, I think it's the anointing that's on the ministry by the leadership, you know, Prophet Randy, you know. I never even envisioned doing anything like this. And so I know it has to be the Spirit of God resting on this ministry that has caused me to kind of come to a place that I never thought I could be in, you know. So thank God for what God is doing through the leadership, you know, with Prophetic Grace Network. So awesome. You know, I'm very concerned about being connected to what God is pleased with, because if he's not pleased with it, I don't want to be connected with it. So I know he's pleased with PGN, so I stay connected. That's kind of my little thing. Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's all to the glory of God.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I don't want any sign of glory. I don't want anything on me that would, you know, take anything away from the glory of God. It's all about him. You know, I'm just vessel. So, but I thank you so much for being, you know, faithful and calling in and, you know, just being an encouragement. I mean, it's not just about, you know, us ministering to you all, but it's about what you do for, I know for me, just calling in, it's just, you know, that's just a blessing to me. So I just thank you so much for doing so and being a part of what God is doing here.
Yeah. You know, and I was just, and the Lord, the Spirit of God just told me this, that he's going to continue to bless you because you have such a humble heart, you know, before him. So he's going to continue to bless you as well as the ministry because
of
the humbleness.
God.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, I try.
Mm-hmm.
I try. I mean, you know, I try very hard. I mean, I'm like, you know, and I don't know. It's just the way I am. I mean, I'm not big on titles. I'm not big on, you know, this or that. You know, I just, you know, we're all made out of the same dirt. You know, we came out of the ground, and to the ground we will return if we don't get raptured up. But, you know, it's amazing. I look at this world, and to be honest with you, Sarah, I'm not really entangled with a lot that goes on. You know, in the world, I hear things basically on the internet because I use the internet for work, and that's basically where I get most of my news. But as far as seeing something on TV or the news, it doesn't come on. I don't hear it. Only thing I hear is on the internet when I'm working and I might come across something. And so that just kind of keeps me uncontaminated with what's going on. I try to stay in a place of not being contaminated with all this stuff that's going on in the world. Of course, we're in the world. The world said, you know, the word says, in the world but not of this world. I'm here, but I don't want to be of this world. I don't have a desire for that much anymore. And I don't know, maybe it's because, you know, I live kind of a solitary life, so I don't know. But anyway, I won't go on that. Thank you so much. I don't know, I'm going off on this thing, but thank you. I'm trying to figure out, like, okay, Joy, what are you doing? But anyway, thank you, Sarah.
To the glory of God, it's always Him that's using you. So, you know, and then it's a blessing not to be caught up in title or, you know, not to put yourself on some type of stage and try to be, you know, out doing this and that and the other. Because like you were saying, you know, we're all, you know, everything is to the glory of Him. And, you know, when He made us in this world, it was to glorify Him. And then all of a sudden, everything started changing to I want to be, you know, this and that and the other. And so He uses us. The more we glorify Him, the more He puts, you know, His work in us, you know?
Yes. Definitely.
So we become
yeah, that's so true. Yeah. Well,
yeah.
It makes room for Him. You know, it makes room for Him. So, you know, I'm just happy to be used, that's all. In what small manner, you know, I would desire to be used more. And so, whatever God wants to do, I just feel like it all comes to how much we die to ourselves. Because I believe the more that we die to ourselves, the more He comes forth. So that's, you know,
that's
God
beautiful.
Knows more.
Yeah.
God knows more about us than we do. So, you know, I might think I'm dying to myself or dead to myself in one area. God knows whether I am or not. You know?
He knows
whether I am or not. I mean, I can say anything, but God knows, you know, what needs to die and what needs to be moved and pruned off of me so that He can come forth in a greater, you know, manner. He knows it far better than I know it. So anyway, I just say, Lord, have Your work. Have Your work in me. Have Your way in me, because it's not about me. It's about You.
Oh, that's beautiful. You know, that's just the word of the Lord. That's the way I want to be too. It's just whatever I want to die to self, let His glory shine forth so that the light can be seen, you know, so that others can say. I mean, because this is homeless man, and his mother died in a car wreck. She was 92. And if I give him anything, it'll be more like scripture or some food or something like that. And he's thankful for it. So, you know, he'll open the door and do whatever he can. So, but anyway, that's kind of just putting that out there. But, you know, it's
with
just letting
you know?
I like, yes, he's homeless and, you know, every day I try to find him or, you know, see what I can do if I ever see him, you know, to help him out in any way that I can. Yeah.
Amen.
And it's mainly with scripture or just saying stuff. And we talk about the Lord a lot and His glory. So,
amen. Amen. You know, amen. That's ministry. You know, that's ministry. And what does the word say about, you know, those who are widows and orphans and those who are without, you know, that's who God is really calling us to. And that's, you know, that's ministry.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. You know, that He positions you in a place to, you know, people are always eager about getting in a pulpit. You know, you don't have to have a pulpit to have ministry. You just can minister wherever you are. Jesus didn't have a pulpit. You know, Jesus just walked the streets, and, of course, He gathered. People followed Him, you know, and gathered unto Him. It wasn't like, you know, they were, He had a building, come down here, I got the morning service. I mean, it wasn't really like that. He just, as He walked this earth, He ministered. And men, you know, were, He rose, you know, men rose up to follow him, the disciples. And so, you know, that's what God does. We're busy with what he has put in our hands to use, and he will cause it to grow if that's him and he's telling you to do it. He will raise it up. We don't have to worry about going around raising something up. God will raise it up. So awesome, awesome. Yeah, because you don't know what God is doing in your ministry to that person to bring them to a closer relationship with God.
So. Yes, I mean, he seems like he's getting closer because when I talked to him today, well, this evening rather, he was talking about the Lord, and usually, you know, I would say something about the Lord, but he was talking about him, and so that's that's wonderful to hear him, you know, wanting to come forth and talk about the Lord and his mom. Everybody died in the car wreck except for him.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, he has plates in his body and everything. I didn't know that, but he was the only one that made it out. And yeah.
Well, there would be some emotional damage there, too, to be in an accident like that where you were the only survivor. And, you know, that would be an area that needs to have healing in for him to have lived through that. Yeah. So you don't know what God is doing with you in the aspect of his life and the healing that God wants to bring forth. You never know.
Yeah. No, you
yeah,
never
that's
know.
Awesome. That's it.
Yeah, that's
you
awesome.
Know. Yeah. Just be faithful to what God has put before you and what he's given you. And that's what God wants us to do, because once we're faithful with what he's given us, then he can trust us with more. I mean, that's just how it works. How it works, you know. Are we going to be faithful with what he's already given us? Then he can trust us with something else. You know, are we going to be diligent to follow through? So, amen. Well, I'm glad you were able to call in tonight, Sarah. It's always a pleasure talking to you. And I'm just excited that, you know, that God is speaking to you, and that there's some things that, you know, are ahead of you that maybe God is speaking to you about, and to be comfortable to move forward in some things that you feel like the Lord is telling you to do. You know, God wants us to be, you know, totally dependent on him and listening to him for instructions, because we can't always just base things on what we can see with our natural eye. And God knows what's going on with you, you know, inside, as far as even with your mother's death and, you know, even the house that you're in, you know. God has a way of, you know, letting us know that he can prepare another place for you, you know. If that's your heart's desire and it's pleasing to the Lord, why not, you know. So just kind of rest in there and listen to what God is giving you as far as instructions.
Yes, that's what I want to do, is just listen to his voice and obey his voice, you know.
Yeah, that's it, you know, because, you know, he loves you. He loves us, and he wants the best for us. And he doesn't have a problem with us enjoying life and having, you know, a bit of happiness. He does not. He does not at all.
Hmm.
No,
well, that's a blessing to hear. Yeah, that's a blessing.
Yeah,
you know that he's
not some mean God. Yeah, he's not some mean God. Oh, you can't be happy, you know. No. We don't want you happy, you know. No, that he's not that kind of God. He's not, you know, Scrooge, you know. That character. No, he's not that way. He doesn't have any, you know, that scripture I just read earlier, is what was that? It was,
Psalms.
You know, he said, Yeah, with Psalms 84:11, it says, no good thing will he withhold from those who walk upright. And also in Psalms 35:27, it says, the latter part says, the Lord, let the Lord be magnified, who takes pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. You know, God is not some God who's sitting around wanting us to be miserable or not wanting us to enjoy life and enjoy some pleasures. No, that's not the God we serve. So anyway. All right, I guess I've made the point.
Yeah, it's a good point. The Lord is, I mean, he forgave, you know, when I look at it, David, you know, when he put Uriah on the front line, and he was, David was wanting forgiveness and the Lord saw the purity of his heart. So when we knock out the rest of us and knock out, you know, it's just all about me and show the Lord purity of our hearts, he'll come right on through and see that, you know, so that humbleness is always what gets it for the Lord, I believe, anyway.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, he has blessed, I mean, he blessed his servants. I mean, Abraham was blessed, you know, he blesses his servants. So Joseph became blessed, you know. These people went through things, but they received the blessings of the Lord. There's nothing wrong with that. So that's where you are, Sarah. Just please him, and he's more than happy to please us. I like that. Yeah. He'll please us.
Oh, yeah.
He has no problem pleasing us. So, yep, amen. That's the God we serve. Did you have any particular prayer requests?
No, I think we've covered everything, and I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful to be on the line tonight, you know. I'm thankful.
I am too, Sarah. I'm thankful that I was able to be on here tonight. Yeah, I had been working a little extra because I needed to get some cash flow. So I've been working some extra hours, but I did that earlier, and just glad to be on here tonight, you know, because a couple nights, Sundays back, I was working, you know, those hours. But, yeah, I'm expecting God to do some things. I've got to be positioned to receive. So thank you so much for coming in and helping me, you know, to just do what God has called me to do. So I thank you so much.
You're welcome. And may God continue to bless you and your job and your family as well.
All right, and you too, and your precious daughter, Leah, right?
Leah, yes. Just praying for her and just, you know, I prayed for her the other night, but, you know, she's moving right along.
Well, praise God. And we just thank God for that, you know. She, just keep her covered and continue to speak. You know, I'm at a season now with one of mine in particular, well, with all of them, but one in particular. You know, I just have to be careful about the word I released and those things that be not, just call them forth as they are, as they were. So that's what I'm doing. I'm not going by what I see with my natural eye. I'm just believing, you know, that God is going to do what he has to do to get things situated the way they need to be for his glory. I believe that. I'm going to stand on that and just know God is a covenant-keeping God, and I'm in covenant relationship with him, and he's going to keep his promises. Amen? We're going to believe that. All right, Sarah, will you enjoy your week? And, again, thank you for calling in, and we look forward to next time.
Okay. Well, thank you, and may you enjoy your week as well as you and everybody at TVN.
Amen. Thank you so much, and I look forward to next time. You enjoy, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
All right, I've got a few more callers. And they don't have their hand up. If you do want prayer, just press 1, and you will be in the prayer queue. If not, we're going to call this a night. And so I just want to thank you for being a part of what God is doing here with Prophetic Grace Network. I have enjoyed it again. Look forward to next time, and you all tune in tomorrow for Prophet Randy, and he will be on here ministering. So, Lord, we just thank you for tonight and give you glory and honor for all that you've done and all you're going to continue to do. And you all be blessed, and look forward to talking to you all again. Good night from Prophetic Grace Network.